Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is finally here, election day for voters in two states where they're choosing governors, and in the nation's largest city where there is a closely watched race for mayor.
New Jersey and Virginia are holding elections for governor in two contests that featured weekend campaign speeches by former President Obama and telephone rallies by President Trump last night. In New York City, the mayor's race features Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. And California voters will decide on a statewide ballot measure that would redraw the congressional map.
Correspondent Greg Clugston says President Trump, who says he is no fan of Cuomo, has endorsed the former governor for New York mayor, adding that Mamdani is a communist. Still, Republican Sliwa hanging in there, although Mr. Trump says a vote for him would amount to a vote for Mamdani. Complying with the courts, the Trump administration will partially fund federal food aid, the SNAP program, despite the ongoing government shutdown.
Two federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running, but both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Despite the surge of flight delays and cancellations caused by the government shutdown, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air travel remains safe. If it wasn't, he says the administration would shut down the system. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 373 points. NASDAQ futures off 352. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. At 6:03, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a major wreck on I-70 westbound already this morning. It's before the Howard County, Baltimore County line, and before you get out to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. They just now, in the last 2 minutes, released the traffic in the left-hand lane. Don't know if it's going to stay that way or not. They had it completely blocked for a while. There's a lot of debris on the roadway, and I think one of these vehicles might be over the guardrails. A little bit dark yet. Really can't see exactly what's going on, but for right now, single lane to the left. We're backed up all the way back to the Beltway, as you could imagine. So if you're on the Beltway, see a lot of traffic going down to Route 40 and then taking Route 40 westbound into Howard County. Right now, that would be the preferred route if you're on 695. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on this. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and highs into the 60s. We'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 43 in Boley's Quarters and 41 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Moore is releasing $62 million in state funds to ensure full November SNAP benefits for Marylanders. In a court filing Monday, the Trump administration said it would cover 50% of eligible households' current allotments. It comes after two federal rulings last week that ordered the Trump administration to use contingency funds to cover some of the SNAP program. Residents in Annapolis will be voting in the city's municipal election today to select a new mayor and alderman. In the mayor's governor's race, Republican Bob O'Shea is facing Democrat Jared Littman. O'Shea is an upstate New York native who moved to the city in 2000, and Littman has lived in the city since 2010 and previously served as a Ward 5 alderman. Candidates are running for alderman in the city's eight wards. In Ward 4, Democrat Janice Elaine Alsop Johnson is running unopposed, and Democrat Rob Savage is unopposed in Ward 7. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 445. The pick 4, 0044. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. The headlines we see daily seem to indicate what we've been told in the scriptures. The Apostle Paul told the Galatians that those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. The consequences of past behaviors of people in government, in entertainment, and in society at large are becoming evident for all to see. Many are already serving time in jail. Might others be headed there too? America needs to repent of her sins, individual and collective. King Solomon said in Proverbs 14:34 that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. We certainly cannot rely on the government to fix this problem when so many in government are addicted to it. The only solution is to return to God, and in so doing, hope and pray that He is merciful enough to hear our prayer. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Second trade in a week for the Ravens last night, this time acquiring a player, the versatile Draymond Jones from the Titans, in exchange for a conditional fifth-round pick. Jones, 28 years of age, can play inside and outside. 6'3", 281, seventh year out of Ohio State. 4.5 sacks in the past four games, with 19 pressures this season. That's four more than Ravens D-lineman Travis Jones, who was leading the team. Jones can also move inside and help fill the hole left by the season-ending injury to Nnamdi Matabike. Meanwhile, next up for the Ravens are the Minnesota Vikings, fresh off an upset win in Detroit, which got John Harbaugh's attention.
I thought they had a heck of a game. I mean, they're talented. Going to Detroit, win that game the way they did, division game. They really showed up, you know, and they played really great on both sides. Very disruptive on defense.
Orioles will introduce their new manager today, 11 a.m. at the Warehouse. It'll be Craig Albernaz, becoming the team's 21st manager since moving to Baltimore. That thick Boston accent in tow. And he'll have Tyler O'Neill fighting for playing time, the oft-injured outfielder opting into the final 2 years of his contract. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Buzz Williams era begins in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, November 4, 2025, Election Day. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, no charges filed in the Canton Jewelry Store fatal shooting. Ivan Bates ruled self-defense. It is Election Day 2025 in New York City, Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California. A few races here in Maryland. We have a complete coverage for you there and what the election results could mean. But our top story here today is bombshell emails have now surfaced in the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. You remember Comey was indicted for, obviously, leaks, for authorizing leaks of classified information and other things to the media through his Columbia professor and FBI confidant, Daniel Richmond. He then filed a motion saying that the new U.S. District Attorney of the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, was targeting him malicious prosecution and trying to get it tossed. But now Lindsey Halligan has fought back, and bombshell emails have surfaced and Comey's own handwriting, and it's not looking too good for old Jimbo. And remember, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Hillary Clinton. Well, there's a lot more to that. First, here's John Solomon of Just the News on what they have, what they're reporting.
James Comey's own emails and his own handwritten notes. And what do they show? They show that James Comey was clearly aware that his top aide was providing information anonymously to the news media. Not only was he aware of it, he wrote in a private email, "Good job, my friend," actually congratulating him when Dan Richmond, his one of his top lieutenants, told him what he had just done with the New York Times. Yes, just like the indictment said, the story is about Hillary Clinton's email, so it backs up the government's case that Comey was authorizing leaks through his staff to reporters concerning a Hillary Clinton case, just like they argued.
Yeah, and what's worse for Comey is that it's in his own handwriting. He's got these, not just the emails, but handwritten notes, like little scribbled notes that he wrote that just completely, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it blows up any argument that he has. This is malicious, and I think it could spell that he might be wearing an orange jumpsuit pretty soon.
They found something special, some handwritten notes by James Comey. What do those handwritten notes show? He appeared to be aware in September 2016 that of the U.S. intelligence intercept that Hillary Clinton had approved a plan to hang a fake Russian shingle on Donald Trump's house, campaign house. Now, that's important because the handwritten notes don't match with James Comey's testimony. James Comey told Congress, "That doesn't sound familiar. I don't think I ever knew about that." He wrote about it in his handwritten notes. And finally, one will ask, well, why would James Comey do this? What was the motive? Today's emails that were just released in the court filing give us one other answer. He wrote to Dan Richmond, his lieutenant, that he fully expected soon to be working for President-elect Hillary Clinton. That's right from the emails. So he was waiting to work for Hillary Clinton, and he thought that Hillary Clinton would be grateful for the way he did things in handling her email case.
Uh-oh, he's right, and that's the motive. Comey said he expected to work for President-elect Clinton. He wrote, "Someday they'll figure it out, and as Individual 1 and Individual 2 point out, my decision will be one a President-elect Clinton will be grateful for, although that's why it wasn't why I did it." So it is... he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, old Comer. All right. More on this story coming up in just a second. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, Chuck Body Whitaker.
All right, so we're making a little progress now. This was a big wreck about 30 minutes ago, westbound I-70. It was right before the area of the Patapsco River Bridge, and at one point there were vehicles all over the place. Right now, most of this is now confined to the right shoulder, so they're letting three lanes by. You might want to stay out of that right lane. First responders are there, but they are letting three lanes officially by the accident scene, which will help that traffic that got caught up coming west of the Beltway. So you can take the ramp now to I-70 west, and eventually this will start to settle down. In the meantime, we're still seeing a lot of traffic going down the Beltway and then west on Route 40 and into Howard County. But right now, if it stays this way, we'll get a recovery on the westbound side, which is good news. There never was really a big problem for the traffic eastbound. Just took an early look at both the tunnels. We're clear there and under a 5-minute wait so far at 895 and 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, a mostly sunny, breezy, and mild day today. Highs in the 60s. Tomorrow, even warmer, less wind, and we'll be up in the upper 60s. But temperatures are going to drop by the end of the week as we have a cold front that's going to bring some cooler temperatures and rain by Saturday and Sunday. Next week is when we're expecting more cold, very cold temperatures, and maybe even some snowflakes.
No!
Maybe.
Stop everything.
I want to take off.
Clear 42 in Columbia, 42 right now in Owings Mills. It's time for some one-liner news. New study claims that a single bite of dark chocolate can sharpen your memory for an entire hour. That means that Joe Biden is now switching over to dark chocolate chip ice cream. Because his mind is gone.
What? Look at me.
Young Republicans in Washington, D.C. are having a difficult time finding love in the deep blue city. After all, this is the city where they don't even know what a woman is.
That's true, define a woman.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, please define a woman.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Dwayne Roberts, the entrepreneur credited with inventing the frozen burrito, has passed away at the age of 88.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, the kind you microwave?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you believed in reincarnation? Because after all, frozen burritos repeat on you, so.
Well, they reincarnate many times over.
Now they folded them up in one and buried them.
Probably has a burrito casket. Oh, unbelievable. Elsewhere, the moon will look much bigger and brighter today, actually tomorrow night, during the closest supermoon of the year. Astrologists are saying this is the biggest moon since Chuck Whitaker bent over on the golf course.
I think that was Kevin.
It's the biggest moon since I fell out of the hot tub.
That's right.
Sorry.
Head first.
And that particular day, Brooksville registered 2.8 on the Richter scale.
Or is that the rectum scale?
Rectum scale.
Rectum, we killed him.
New survey of consumers shows only 20% of people think stores should wait until after Thanksgiving before they pump in Christmas music and holiday decor. So, again, I just... there's one radio station that started playing it before Halloween.
Wow. That's too much. Yeah. I mean, everybody loves
I like the seasons. Christmas Let music, everything, but, you know.
And what happened to Thanksgiving? Yeah. Nobody gives that any...
No, glossed over.
Yeah.
This phenomenon is called Christmas creep. It has nothing to do with the mall Santas that, you know, get a little too... Too handsy, as they say. Sunday, two candidates from Mayor of New York City appeared at the same New York Knicks game. Zoran Mamdani sat way up near the rafters while Andrew Cuomo sat courtside. Cuomo said he got his ticket for free. Mamdani said he's campaigning on the same thing, but only for bus tickets. So, I wonder who paid for Mamdani's
bus. Exactly. Right. Everything's free.
Yeah, absolutely is. By the way, it's National Candy Day, so if you just what you needed, another reason to dig into the leftover candy bowl from Halloween. So that is just crazy. All right, we are off and running here this morning. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:17, 17 minutes after the hour. I want to read to you what, and by the way, lines are open now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app, and our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. So these bombshell emails, if you're just now tuning in, discovered by the U.S. attorney. And by the way, now she's got a new title called special attorney because the left and these Biden and Obama appointed judges are now after Lindsey Halligan because she's got, I think, Jim Comey dead to rights. And the question is now, does he flip? Does he start talking on everybody else? These bombshell emails, they figure out that Jim Comey knew his friend, Daniel Richmond, was talking to the media. That he was backing up claims in Lindsey Halligan's case against the former FBI director, that Comey was actually authorizing these leaks, that he had knowledge of these leaks and authorized Richmond to make these leaks, including to the New York Times. And you remember, it was the implementation of these leaks in the New York Times that led to the appointment of Robert Mueller, the special counsel, who then went in and tried to clean up the tracks and all the Hillary Clinton 30-some thousand deleted emails, and so on and so forth. And he wrote in one of these emails to his friend, this is Comey talking to Richmond, "Well done, my friend. Who knew this would be so much fun?" That was in November of 2016. So this was, again, right after, or right around election time, he thought that, he was he authorized these leaks, because they knew. They knew that this was going to happen, and he did that because he thought he was going to be working for President-elect Clinton. So again, DOJ now with a, we'll see how Comey's attorneys respond, but right now they're behind the eight ball. More on this coming up in just a second. 6:20, and I want to tell you about the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. and FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work, no subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on KC and Company on this Election Day 2025. And if you have somebody living in those states, New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Pennsylvania, even California where Prop 50 is, you just shoot them a text. Give them a call. So you can't sit down on the sideline. You got to get out and work, or text some people that, as I said yesterday, Scott Pressler has an app. You just go onto X and you put his name in it, and of course go follow him, and you can download his app. And you know, they are asking that all you do is text 25 people. That's all. Get out and vote. Get out and vote today, because the last New Jersey election, it was, I think Jack Cittarelli lost by 84,000 votes. 600,000 Republicans sat home. You know, so we've only ourselves to blame if we don't show up. And I will tell you, the early turnout voting in New York City is off the charts. So that really benefits Mom Donnie. And the big question is, will there be a big Election Day turnout for either Cuomo or Sliwa? Because not only do you have a communist, full-fledged communist, on the precipice of being elected to mayor, he's a radical Islamic fundamentalist who won't ask Hamas to disarm, will not condemn the Intifada. And so this is sort of like 9/11 Part 2. He would be here to finish off New York City. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so most of the lanes are open again for this big wreck, and there was a bad wreck about 5:45 this morning, westbound I-70, before the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. Still some vehicles off to the right side, onto the shoulder. There's one vehicle in the median for the traffic getting by, but we are moving traffic now west of the Beltway through that area. And in the meantime, traffic eastbound never really had any problems coming through there, but there's a little more traffic now eastbound coming into the Beltway. Traffic westbound is beginning to pick up a little speed. The west side outer loop, they're a little bit concerned about this detour onto I-70, so we're starting to bunch up there from 795 Liberty Road. I still see some traffic taking the ramp from the Beltway to Route 40 and then out to Howard County. So there will be some overflow traffic through that area on the westbound side. But for right now, it's going to take a little while to get all this traffic clear on 70 West heading out to Howard County. But once again, the lanes are back open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today. Highs in the 60s, clear 42 in Columbia. It is 46 in Annapolis. So I want to read to you, Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project has an excellent thread on Substack today that you should read. But he goes through some of the exhibits that Lindsey Halligan and the Eastern District U.S. Attorney's Office have filed in defiance or in defense of the argument that they're maliciously targeting or prosecuting the former FBI Director Jim Comey. Exhibit 13 includes bombshell damning evidence of then FBI Director Comey's handwritten note on FBI Director's letterhead, evidencing Comey's knowledge of and even participation in the Russian collusion criminal conspiracy against Trump. That's called dead to rights. That's on FBI director letterhead. I guess these people are just so blatantly, I guess they feel they'll never get caught.
Lies and arrogance. Yeah. Bad mix.
Exhibit 5 gets worse. James Comey, from his burner Gmail and his alias Reinhold Niebuhr, that was his... I guess he figured no one's going to confuse Reinhold Niebuhr with James Comey. He writes in the email, no need at this point, it would be shouting into the wind. Someday they'll figure it out. And as Jack and Ben point out, my decision will be one a President-elect Clinton will be very grateful for, though that wasn't why I did it. And again, that's in a Gmail with an alias. Exhibit 7, in response to planning a New York Times Election Eve hit piece against Trump, then FBI Director James Comey told an FBI special government employee, Daniel Richmond, that's his buddy, the Columbia professor, that, quote, well done, my friend, who knew this would be so much fun. And by the way, Richmond also had an alias. His alias was Michael Garcia. And in Exhibit 10 in court documents, it shows FBI special government employee Daniel Richmond, a.k.a. Michael Garcia, is leaking as an anonymous source to the New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt on behalf of then-FBI Director Jim Comey. Why is that important? Comey testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee he never did this. Under oath, he has been caught perjuring himself in his own handwriting, in his own emails, in his own handwriting, on FBI director letterhead. It is going to be interesting to see how the Comey defense team, is it Abby Lowell that is repping him, the big, high, powerful Washington attorney? I got to look that up. Maybe Abby Lowell that is doing that. But this, you know, once again, proves that Comey was ground zero. At the FBI director, when President Trump calls him a dirty cop, that's because he is. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute dirty, crooked cop that put his own political ambitions and his own delusions of grandeur, thinking it, I don't know, maybe he was going to be on the Supreme Court one day if Hillary Clinton was president. Who knows with Jim Comey. And he completely helped to fabricate. First off, remember, he dismissed the charges of Hillary Clinton, basically trafficking in classified emails. And we know that foreign actors hacked into her email system and got a hold of some of her classified emails. She should have gone to jail.
Absolutely.
Trafficking in classified emails. She should have gone to jail. And so should Comey, because, you know, after, remember that? I think it was July 5th. Of that election year in 2016, in which he basically said, "No, you know, you had about the first 15 minutes where he's leading up on all this evidence that looked like he was about to prosecute and put Hillary Clinton away for good." And then he said, "But no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case to court." It's like, also, Joe Biden is an old man with poor memory, so we'll never be able to get a conviction. Now, this is what they do. The deep state protects their own. And that's why Comey, and then later Robert Hur. But Comey's the one who's in trouble here, and we'll see. So kudos to Lindsey Halligan, who they made fun of, saying, oh, no experience. She was never a criminal. She's doing a pretty good job so far. She's surrounding herself with very capable people. Get your thoughts on that, 410-922-6680. Do you think Jim Comey will ever see the inside of a jail cell? That is the question here today. That's always a big question. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, is there for you when you're out looking to sell your home. And Vinny's got so many different home selling programs in his arsenal, like the trade your home in, like you would a car. But, you know, you just trade your home for another home, and he's got all the details on that. I would recommend you call him at 410-709-7515 to get more details. And then there's the sell your home, stay in your home. That's for 12 months. You can sell it and then stay up to 12 months while you're looking for another home for yourself. That is also, he's got all the details there. And finally, the fixer-upper, where you don't want to pay all that money or be involved with the fixing up the home in order to sell it. They'll do it for you and then subtract the price at the at settlement. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Your home is guaranteed to sell. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor has released an update on a sting operation focused on identifying and arresting child predators. The undercover operation was a part of the show Takedown with Chris Hansen, and it resulted in the arrest of 9 men from Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The month-long sting involved detectives posing as minors online, and the arrests were made when the suspects showed up to meet the boys and girls for sex. Episodes of Takedown with Chris Hansen will begin airing on the True Blue streaming network this winter. The Maryland Farm Bureau is demanding a stop to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The Bureau, Stop MPRP, and county partners have filed a motion with the Public Service Commission saying the transmission line project be dismissed immediately. They say the action is based on the utility company's own admission that it cannot meet the project's June 2027 completion deadline. The filing argues that their admission is sufficient reason to immediately halt the case, which would save Maryland taxpayers and hundreds of farmers from months of needless legal and financial burdens. PSEG wants to build a 67-mile high-voltage transmission line through parts of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And the man who fatally shot another man who was breaking into his jewelry store will not be charged. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says evidence finds that the shooting meets the requirements of self-defense in the state of Maryland. SNAP benefits will be partially funded by the Trump administration as the government shutdown continues. On Monday, the administration said the government would use contingency funds to cover 50% of eligible households' current allotments. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway, the outer loop in the area of Route 29. Very quickly, we're backing up past New Hampshire Avenue and back towards 95. So factor that in. After 29, it looks a little better towards Georgia Avenue and then around to the Mormon Temple. Keep in mind that wreck is still there. It's on the shoulder on the westbound side of I-70 before you get to the Howard County line and the Patapsco River Bridge. Big wreck there earlier. The lanes are back open again. Traffic still slow, though, west of the Beltway. Trying to recover, the west side outer loop is already slowing now from 795 down through the ramps of Route 40, and we're up to about a 7 to 10 minute delay with the traffic building and getting heavy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and highs into the 60s. We'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday afternoon in Owings Mills. Asked point blank, does he expect the Ravens to make a trade before today's deadline?
No way to know. No way to know. We'll see what happens.
Well, we saw what happened last night, acquiring versatile rush end Dramont Jones from the Titans for a conditional fifth-round pick. Jones, a seventh-year veteran with 4.5 sacks over his last four games and more quarterback pressures this year than anyone on the Ravens. Along with Carl Lawson now, Baltimore has acquired two pass rushers in the last 3 weeks to beef up a unit that was down to three after the injury suffered by Tavius Robinson. Another trade in the NFL yesterday, the Dolphins moving pass rusher Jalen Phillips to the Eagles for a third-round pick. That's Philadelphia's third trade in the last week. Monday Night Football last night in Dallas, Jacoby Brissett stating his case.
First and goal from the 12. Brissett lets it fly. End zone, McBride, touchdown.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. The backup quarterback threw for two and ran for another, and the Cowboys forced three, I should say the Cardinals forced three Dallas turnovers on their way to a 27-17 win over the Cowboys. Baseball news. Birds calling an 11 a.m. presser this morning to introduce Craig Albernaz as their new manager. Albernaz was the associate manager in Cleveland, and last year under Stephen Vogt as the Guardians authored an historic comeback to overtake the Tigers and win the AL Central. Meanwhile, looks like the Birds are stuck with Tyler O'Neill for the next 2 years. O'Neill opting in to complete a 3-year deal valued at $49.5 million. They did not give the Orioles an ROI on that last year, appearing in only 54 games and batting just .199. Here's something you never get tired of.
Thank you for showing up and watching us play.
That was future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw thanking the over 200,000 people that showed up in the streets of L.A. to celebrate yet another Dodger World Series title. The left-hander hanging them up after 18 seasons, 223 wins, three Cy Young Awards, a league MVP, and three world championships. And Maryland basketball opened in Baltimore last night under Buzz Williams.
And a takeaway in the hands of Adams, leading to Payne on the break.
And a good job by Adams of playing with pace.
Jason Horowitz had the call on BTN. Pharrell Payne, appropriately named, with 21 points on 6 of 8 from the field. Darius Adams, 10 of 12 from the line. The new-look Terps over Coppin State, 83-61. And in the nightcap, Tyler Tejada with a career-high 24 for Towson as the Tigers beat the Loyola Greyhounds 67-56. The time now is 6:37. When we return, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the Ravens turned out to be buyers at the trade deadline, not sellers. And that is because Eric DaCosta and company feel that they can win the division. And not only that, but the NFL pundits think so too. And Vegas, because Vegas has installed the Ravens with a 65% chance of winning the division today, despite the fact that they're 3-5 and the Steelers are 5-3.
Yeah, and just two games back with two games to play against the Steelers yet.
Correct.
So there's a lot going on there. Browns are nothing. The Bengals are the Bengals. So, yeah, it's kind of come down between Pittsburgh and the Ravens. And, you know, just those games can, you know, they're always fascinating, you know, rivalry games.
They are football wars, no doubt. But here's the thing. These next 2 weeks, Minnesota and Cleveland, they are no gimmies at all. If the Ravens go anything less than 1-1, they're done for the year, okay. In my opinion. Minnesota's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
They are loud.
They just beat the Lions, too.
They just beat the Lions. Yeah. And Cleveland, I mean, always gives the Ravens problems.
For some strange reason.
So the next 2 weeks will make the season.
All right. Very good. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Gary. We have some breaking news to report. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away. No details yet as to when and where, but apparently overnight, the former Vice President also served the country as Secretary of Defense and as a member of Congress representing Wyoming for many, many years. But again, repeating no details as of yet, but the announcement has been made. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away, and our thoughts and prayers are with certainly his family. We got a big election coming up. Today is Election Day, and we've got in this. I want to preface my remarks by saying these are all blue jurisdictions. Okay? New York City, mayoral race. Minnesota, mayoral race there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And again, you've got a communist and an Islamic fundamentalist running for mayor in New York City. You got that Omar Fateh, who has been recently seen in videos speaking in Somali and waving the Somali flag, not the American flag, not even the state flag of Minnesota, but the Somali flag. So we have these deep blue jurisdictions. And then, of course, two deep blue states, New Jersey's blue. Virginia's blue. I know some people might have taken me to task over that, but they did elect Youngkin, but I just think that may have been an outlier. Some people say Virginia's purple, but right now, when you look at it, based on Northern Virginia, based on Charlottesville, based on Richmond, the big areas, mostly blue. You only get Western Virginia, Southwestern Virginia, Roanoke, Blacksburg, etc., versus over on the east side, Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Norfolk's a big military town, as you might imagine. But it is a blue state. So you have Winsome Earl Sears running there against the former CIA analyst Abigail Spanberger, and, of course, the Jay Jones race we all know about. As well. So again, they're all blue jurisdictions, and I would say that in every single one of those jurisdictions, you would think that the Democrats should win. And as of a couple of weeks ago, they had monumental leads in all these areas, but polls have been tightening. Polls have been closing, if you can believe the polls. In New Jersey, Cittarelli is within the margin of error. In Virginia, Winsome Earl Sears is closing the gap, but still has got a heavy lift today. It all depends on Election Day turnout. In Pennsylvania, where they're trying to get rid of the three Democrat justices on the Supreme Court. And remember, they're the ones that refused to look at the stolen election of 5 years ago, which we just had the anniversary of on yesterday. So that's important to the midterms. In California, Prop 50, it looks like it's going to pass in a blue. But, you know, maybe not a landslide, but that's the one where they're going to redraw the maps in California and wipe out any Republican representation. So, again, all important elections. Let's focus on New York City here first. And yesterday, and again, the choices are full-blown commie versus, you know, half a Marxist in Andrew Cuomo. Those are your choices. And I think... I know the lesser of two evils is often what people preach, but I get tired of that. If I lived in New York myself, I would be voting for Curtis Sliwa, only because I think he's the most conservative out of all of them. And I think that he understands New York's problems better than both Cuomo, who was governor of New York and did a horrific job, put people in nursing homes. Thousands of people died. People forget that. Thousands of people died in those nursing homes during COVID. Now, Mom Donnie, he's got no experience whatsoever. He's being propped up by Soros money, by Muslim money, et cetera. Here is Andrew Cuomo yesterday in New York.
They want a mayor who can actually make change and get something done, a mayor with experience and ability. They don't need a mayor whose first job is mayor of the city of New York.
Yeah, well, that's largely the inexperience, and that's largely why people, I mean, has run a very effective campaign. A lot of social media, a lot of TikTok, smiles a lot, but his policies are absolute communist. Seize the means of all production. It is something that New Yorkers are going to be fleeing that city. Should he prevail today? 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
beautiful sunrise here on the Bay Bridge eastbound as you're heading over to Kent Island this morning. It's going to be a factor. Bright sunshine, clear skies this morning. Anybody south and east, be prepared. Sun is up now and will be a factor through there. But all the westbound lanes are open, coming over into Sandy Point, Oceanic Drive, eventually over towards the Severn River Bridge, and the morning backup not quite there yet at I-97 at Route 32. The Beltway west side, 795 now down through Frederick Road. The backup on I-70 has eased up coming off the Beltway, but still slow. There was a big wreck there an hour ago, and they're still on the right side westbound before the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. So right there will continue with a slowdown, and then after that, you're okay. Eventually out to the ramp at Route 29. Couple of things to the south. There is an accident on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near University Boulevard on the shoulder. Delays back through New Hampshire Avenue and out of Montgomery County coming down from Frederick. There's a new wreck on 270 southbound at the ramp at Route 80. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be mostly sunny, breezy today. Highs in the 60s. Warmer tomorrow, upper 60s. Right now, we're windy and 51 in Stevensville. It is 44 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
No human being would stack books like this.
That's true. Thanksgiving dinner inspired Oreos. You know how they have different flavors in Oreo cookies now? They've now, the new Thanksgiving collection features the following Oreo-flavored cookies. Turkey and gravy.
Oh, come on.
Sweet potato.
No.
Cream of corn.
Oh.
No.
Apple caramel pie.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I was going to give that a maybe as well.
Pumpkin pie. Cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you do the cranberry sauce Oreo?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine a turkey and gravy Oreo, though.
That's just...
Mm-mm. Yeah. But that's what we're doing. All Thanksgiving-inspired fudge flavors, and of course, that's with the fudge filling. And apparently, the Thanksgiving collection comes in an Oreo-shaped tin, includes 12 cookies, two of each flavor, $20 plus shipping.
$20 for...
Yeah, for 12 cookies. Yeah.
Some things just don't belong together. I'm sorry.
But who knows? You might try it and actually like it. And you may start a whole new...
Turkey and
Thanksgiving-flavored
cookie?
Thanksgiving and turkey and gravy.
Serve that to your guests. Just serve it right to them.
Yeah.
There you are.
Just say, look, in lieu of the bird this year, we're serving Thanksgiving and gravy-inspired, flavor-inspired cookies.
Yeah, and look how much money you'll save.
Shake Shack has brought back its Chicken Sunday deal, where you can get a free chicken Shake Shack sandwich online purchase of $10 or more on Sundays through the end of the year. Wendy's is celebrating its 2025 holiday season with the first Snickerdoodle Frosty Fusion.
Ooh.
Yeah. You like that one? That one is floating your boat, huh?
That one's float my boat.
Okay. Mm. How about this one? McDonald's is testing fish nuggets.
Oh!
100% Alaskan pollock shaped into bite-sized nuggets. With a bit of an ocean twist, you can get barbecue, honey mustard, or curry sauce if you like that with your. It's just really a
pollock.
I would look at it. Hey, yeah, remember the filet of fish? It's probably just cut up filet of fish.
That's basically same thing. What it's all. That's what you were mentioning before, Alaskan. That's what
pollock.
They use for filet of fish,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, filet. That is. That's what they use in the filet of fish.
So yeah,
I remember the Whaler. Do you remember the Whaler?
Oh, I love the Whaler.
From
Burger King.
Burger King, right.
And the Yumbo.
Yeah. And that's right. I forgot about the Yumbo.
Oh, the Yumbo.
The Yumbo.
Yumbo.
That's what they called you in Irvington.
Yes. Then there was the infamous
Yumbo
trouser trout that they used to serve.
Over here. Moving right along, Buffalo Wild Wings new flavor is all about the spicy energy, brown sugar heat. So it's brown sugar along with some spice. So you get sweet and spicy at the same time. And finally, to the folks that own the Bread and Butter Kitchen in Annapolis, they recently posted a notice on their business. This is a restaurant in Annapolis. Says, we are hiring. We're looking for help with the front of house, taking orders, running food, keeping the place humming. Yes, at least one weekend day is required, hours, blah, blah, blah. Extra opportunities to help with catering and events. Inclusive and family-friendly atmosphere. Tattoos and piercings are welcome. Trump supporters are not.
Ooh. Great. Oh, that's fair.
Guess they have a whole different meaning of being inclusive.
Yeah, that's like inclusive, but... Yeah. But so, the others can't come.
Listeners in the Annapolis area, that's the Bread and Butter Kitchen, and you can do with that information. With Trump supporters not welcome to be working there, and I would imagine you're not welcome to eat there as well.
So, but they're inclusive.
So everybody, this is, well, we have to start some kind of movement. Like get 30, 40 people all wearing MAGA hats and walk into the Bread and Butter restaurant. This coming weekend.
We'll take the CBM van. Have a field trip.
A field trip.
Got to get the Appelfeld out first.
Yeah, well, he's wherever there's free food. He's like the white version of Westmore, wherever there's free beer. You know,
that's true.
All right, Chuck.
Definitely white.
Exactly. See you in a couple, buddy. All right, it is Zohran Mamdani. I had this to say about Andrew Cuomo.
You know, we have long known that Andrew Cuomo is Donald Trump's puppet in this race. What we did not quite expect is for him to become his parrot in the final days as well.
All right, good line there. Curtis Sliwa says he's going to stick, as he always has, with the people, and that's why he started his campaign on the subway. He's going to end his campaign on the subway, and he'll be out today. But Sliwa has been gaining a little bit in the last couple of polls.
I trust people. I don't trust politicians. I don't trust billionaires. And I don't trust the insiders. So that's my final words. And I end my campaign as I began my campaign and spent every day of my campaign with the people of New York City on the subway.
And finally, President Trump has weighed in. Elon Musk endorsing Cuomo. And President Trump also endorsing Cuomo.
If you have a communist running New York, all you're doing is wasting the money you're sending there. So I don't know that he's won, and I'm not a fan of Cuomo one way or the other, but if it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a communist, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time.
Yeah, well, I would kindly disagree with President Trump on this issue. I think it's a horrible choice, and I think we got to stop making those horrible choices and send a message that we are not going to settle for the lesser of two evils. What are your thoughts? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC, number 1566.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp-Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
6:52, it's 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up at the top of the hour, Maryland is one of 21 blue states refusing to send SNAP data to the feds in this shutdown back and forth over SNAP benefits. And I wonder what they're hiding. Why don't they want the USDA to see this SNAP data? Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor catching the Nasty Nine Predators, working with Chris Hansen, and his Pelosi toast. Big announcement coming next week, we are hearing. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Say this, if she is, I eat butter and net toast.
You may want to shot. You may want to burn it.
Burn it.
Beyond recognition.
Just look at it.
Yes.
Don't really look at it. There's a spill in the city over on the west side. Fire department is there. Pennsylvania Avenue at Fulton Avenue. So keep an eye out for that. Also, vehicle fire reported now. Howard County, westbound Route 100 in the area at Meadow Ridge Road. There's still some slowing. I-70 westbound. The wreck is westbound before the Patapsco River Bridge. It's on the right shoulder, but we're still slow right there at the accident scene. So definitely a heads up for that. And then some heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. Now there's a report of an accident northbound on 895. Not sure if it's in the tunnel, but we'll head there and check on that. But heads up northbound now on 895 through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, a little mild today into the 60s. Back down to the 40s tonight, clear. Tomorrow, a little warmer, less wind in the upper 60s for your Wednesday. Right now, sunny, 46 in Annapolis, 42 in Ellicott City. Let's go to the phones. Bruce in Timonium. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean, everybody. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
I am no fan of Mondami or of the former governor of New York. But, you know, one thing everybody keeps saying is that this is the first job for no experienced guy like Mondami. But wouldn't this also be a really big leap for Curtis Sliwa, too? I mean, what's his political acumen? What has he done that would qualify him for running for mayor or being the mayor of New York City?
Well, he is certainly knows the city better than Mom Donnie does. He's going all the way back to the Guardian Angels and what he did for them. And but has he been an executive? No, but
does make the county executive.
Yeah, Mom Donnie was a New York State Assemblyman, so he had a political job. I think what Cuomo was referencing, there was no executive experience in that. Right. And I guess you could make that criticism of Sliwa as well. But I think the difference here is you look at what they're promising to do.
I understand that. Yeah. I just think the not having the experience argument is a bad argument to make. I'm surprised it hasn't come back to bite Curtis in the butt. But secondly, I know you're short on time. You guys were just talking about Oreos a moment ago. I always thought that Nabisco should come out with adult Oreos that are flavored with a Bailey's Irish Cream or a Kahlua.
Chuck's right there. He'll be right there, obviously, for that, no doubt. Bruce, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine.
Very happy Thanksgiving in advance.
Well, we got a couple of weeks to go yet, so.
Well, yeah, but thoughts are there. What I wanted to say was Mondani is a bad reflection of what America is all about. I mean, people have a right to vote whether they want, but I sure as hell don't approve it because it's everything that's wrong with America now. And we got to do what we got to do to stop it.
You know what I see for happening in New York? All you have to do, just as what's happened in London, if you look at what's going on in the United Kingdom with the no-go zones, it's terrible. I see the same fate for New York City under Mondani. I think Red Bill de Blasio was awful. He was the worst mayor of New York City in history until this one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. I wanted to add one more thing. I believe in everybody's religious rights, but I tell you one thing. I don't want to get into a war with Nigeria because we can't afford a war, number one, and number two. Make America great again, to me, is to do just that. Put our interests first.
Well,
we've always done that last.
Again, there won't be a war with Nigeria because, you know, whatever happens will be over very quickly because Nigeria just doesn't have the wherewithal, the resources, the military. And I think President Trump is just really at this point using the big stick, you know, to try to get this. He's denying it, by the way, the president of Nigeria, that anything is happening down there that is anywhere close to genocide.
I say, you know what I mean? We can't afford a war. We've had too many disasters before.
All right, Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You take care of yourself.
All right, have a great day. Baltimore City State's Attorney Office has ruled out the fatal shooting of a suspected burglar by a jewelry store owner. He said it was an act of self-defense. That decision was made yesterday by City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. Follows a review of the office's homicide unit. This happened a couple of weeks ago. A store owner who lives above the business on Fleet Street in Canton opened fire and killed 39-year-old Richard Rolfe. And Richard Rolfe, the store owner, said he thought he had a firearm. It came out later he did not have a gun, but under the habitation laws of the Baltimore City and the state of Maryland, Rolfe is, you break in, there is a threat immediately to a homeowner and a person living in that residence. They're allowed to act in self-defense. Here's Christine Wilson, a neighbor, reacting to the ruling.
That is fantastic news. That is great news for all of us in this neighborhood. Yeah, it's great. It's nice to see that you don't go to jail for taking care of your family.
Yeah, under Maryland law, self-defense and defense of habitation can be claimed by meeting several factors if a suspect attempts to enter property. Well, not only the attempt, he did. The owner believes the suspect intends to commit a crime leading to death or serious injury. And you don't know. You can't wait and see. You know, let's be cautious here and see what the guy's intent is. And finally, the owner reasonably believes force is necessary, according to City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. All three of those components were met by the store owner, who shall remain anonymous at this point. But his life obviously has changed as well. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at Maryland refusing to send the SNAP data to the feds and some incredible SNAP statistics that we'll share with you here in just a moment. It is 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is dead. Word just in of his passing yesterday, he succumbed to complications of pneumonia along with cardiac and vascular disease. Cheney had a long career in public service dating back to 1969. Among the posts he held, White House Chief of Staff. He served in Congress and was Defense Secretary during the Persian Gulf War under President George H.W. Bush. He returned to public life as Vice President under President George W. Bush. Dick Cheney, dead, the age of 84. The polls opened in New York City this morning as voters in the nation's largest city elect a mayor. The contest pits self-described Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani against independent Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. Voters in Virginia and New Jersey choosing governors in closely watched contests in those states. The New Jersey race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli said to be especially close. In Virginia, voters choosing between Republican Winsome Earl Sears and Democrat Abigail Spanberger. In California, a Democrat congressional redistricting scheme, Proposition 50, is on the ballot. Top Republican in the Senate is optimistic that the federal government could reopen by week's end.
With the government shutdown now in its 35th day, there are some fresh signs it could end soon. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he thinks they're getting close to an off-ramp. Talks are taking place about promising a vote on the health care tax credits that are being pushed by Democrats. Meanwhile, the Trump administration said it will partially fund the SNAP food assistance program this month by tapping an emergency fund. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures deep in the red this morning. Dow futures down 331 points. NASDAQ futures are off 329. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Even with a ceasefire now in place, the people of Israel continue to pray for healing from the deep wounds of terrorism and war, pain that touches every person in the Holy Land. But the journey to healing and restoration has only just begun, and it's far from over. Never has the bridge between Christians and Jews been tested as it is now, and ever since October 7th. But after 2 years of prayer and tangible acts of love, that bridge stands stronger than ever before. God is miraculously fulfilling His plan to unite Christians and Jews for His divine purpose. These are prophetic times, I believe that, and together with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we can take part. United, we can do the holy work of providing food for the hungry, care for the elderly, and healing for the wounded. Your prayers and support help restore hope and strength throughout Israel. Let us answer this call together and be a light in the darkness. If you want to learn more, visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right, there was an accident in the northbound Old Harbor Tunnel. All the vehicles down, I think there were three that were involved. It was minor. Northbound have been cleared out of the tunnel. They're on the right side as you're coming out. One of those was a tanker truck that was sitting on the shoulder there on the northbound side. So the lanes are moving again. That backup northbound coming across the K-Trust Bridge, which is the big steel bridge, is getting better and should start to clear itself out, and that will start to get better northbound through there. Now, the southbound backup at the Old Harbor Tunnel is at least the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is starting to slow now after Moravia Road down through Eastern Avenue. So we're in the range of 15 to 20-minute delays and building southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Most of the accident scene now is pretty much cleared up. A couple of vehicles are still there on I-70 westbound before the Howard County and the Baltimore County line, but now the backup west of the Beltway has pretty much cleared out, and good news through there as you're heading over towards Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and highs into the 60s. We'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 degrees in Parkville, 43 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore is releasing $62 million in state funds to ensure full November SNAP benefits for Marylanders. In a court filing Monday, the Trump administration said it would cover 50% of eligible households' current allotments. It comes after two federal rulings last week that ordered the Trump administration to use contingency funds to cover some of the SNAP program. The state's funding represents its contribution to making SNAP recipients whole following the federal rulings. And residents in Annapolis will be voting in the city's municipal election today to select a new mayor and alderman. In the mayor's race, Republican Bob O'Shea is facing Democrat Jared Littman. O'Shea is an upstate New York native who moved to the city in 2000, and Littman has lived in the city since 2010 and previously served as a Ward 5 alderman. Candidates are running for alderman in the city's eight wards. In Ward 4, Democrat Janice Elaine Alsop Johnson is running unopposed, and Democrat Rob Savage is unopposed in Ward 7. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 445. The pick 4, 0044. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And so Draymond Jones is now a Baltimore Raven. Jones, the explosive inside pass rusher, Draymond Jones, acquired last night by the Ravens from the Titans for a conditional fifth-round pick, will instantly bolster a Ravens pass rush with the second-lowest sack total in the league, and at 281 pounds can also help on the interior line as well. A mea culpa from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn yesterday at the team's training facility addressing the decision to leave Jaden Daniels in during the fourth quarter of a blowout loss to the Seahawks. It was Quinn saying that he was knocked out of the game, Daniels is, with a dislocated elbow, an injury that could cost the quarterback the season, and this one was all on him. A lot going on in Birdland these days. Team announcing Craig Albernez today as their new manager, opting out of Jorge Mateo's contract yesterday, opting into a one-year deal for reliever Dietrich Enns. Also, Tyler O'Neill opting into the final 2 years of his deal. Elsewhere in sports, the exhibition fight between Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis has been canceled after Davis was accused of domestic violence. And Victor Conte, remember him? The founder of Balco, the lab at the center of the Barry Bonds steroid scandal, has passed away at the age of 75. Coming up in 30 minutes, the betting scandal that rocked the NBA, now on to another sport. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hegrick. Coming up in this hour is Pelosi Toast. A big announcement coming next week that the 85-year-old may decide to hang up her Speaker Emeritus gavel and her Botox, take it out of town.
And those Joan Crawford eyebrows, they're so scary.
I think Trump completely broke her. I really do. She's a broken woman.
Because she tried to break him enough times.
Yeah. Harford County Sheriff catching nasty nine predators using Chris Hansen. Remember him? Catch a predator? Utilized his service. They caught nine of them. And more to come, going after 14-year-old boys and girls. And finally, top story here today, Maryland is one of 21 blue states refusing to send SNAP data to the USDA and Secretary Rollins because of, well, I think that it would give up the ghost, that this would prove there was indeed food stamp fraud being committed in all these states. And I think that, first off, the governor has decided he's going to release $62 million to cover in the November SNAP benefits. This is after giving $10 million to food banks. An interesting quote. One of the first and most basic priorities of governing is to ensure the families do not go hungry. We will continue to do everything in our power to protect our people in these difficult times. Really? Well, if you're going to do everything in your power, why not convince Senators Van Hollow and also Brooks to vote to reopen the government? And you would have been able to avoid all this nastiness and this the sordid shutdown, if you will. So that's not everything in your power. You're being somewhat selective there, Governor. Now, the Trump administration announced yesterday they're going to cover up to 50% of benefits because they were sued by on two judges' rulings. Came out saying that they should release the contingency funds. And we played the cut by Brooke Rollins yesterday about what the contingency funds are for. And the underlying, the program has to be funded in the first place. And it's not during the shutdown, so therefore their argument is we can't give contingency funds if the fund itself isn't being used and utilized due to the shutdown. And now, of course, since they're going to have to give, I think it's like $4.5 billion or whatever it is, and it's usually about $9 billion, I think, for the a month for the entire country. So they give $4.5 billion because that's all that's left. The contingency fund now is done. It's been zeroed out. So that's another problem, should there be another issue down the road. But you look at this, and I guess that means that if you are on food stamps and you are getting, let's say, $200 a week, and it varies whether it's a single individual or family, as you know, well, then you'll be getting $100 a week from the federal government, and we're hearing that the Maryland's going to kick in the other half of it. So in the United States now, the USDA will exhaust all emergency funds to pay food stamp benefits at 50% for the month of November. If this shutdown continues beyond that, there's no more money in that fund whatsoever. So now the big question is, will Democrats vote to reopen the government after Election Day today? This is day 35. This is tied for the longest shutdown in history. Tomorrow we'll set a new record. Again, no amount of judicial activism can get blood from a stone. And that's exactly what they're arguing here. So we'll hear from Brooke Rollins exposing this massive SNAP fraud and who is causing it and who is benefiting from it coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I just came back to I-70 to check on this wreck that we had early this morning. Still there. It's on the right shoulder westbound before you get to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. And at least right now, there's no backup at all. They'll start to move some of these vehicles from the shoulder, and we might lose a lane. But right now, the pace is good through there. Anybody south and east right now with the sun coming up early, it's going to be a problem now. There's a lot of bright sunshine spots on the Beltway, different areas. And again, if you're traveling south and east, just get ready and factor that in. Recovering pretty nicely. There was a wreck in the old Harbor Tunnel northbound on 895. That's getting better. Everybody's now completely out of the tunnel. The backup southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels are in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 minutes, both on 95 and 895. So nothing out of the ordinary there. Beltway is already slow from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the interloop at Green Spring, and it's 795 to Frederick Road, going down the entire west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today. Highs in the 60s, pretty much the same tomorrow, a little bit warmer, upper 60s, and then a cold front coming through at the end of the week. It's going to bring some rain, much colder temperatures next week, we're hearing. Right now, 43 and sunny in Pikesville, and it is 50 degrees, sunny skies in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right. If communist candidate Zohran Mamdani wins the election for mayor of New York City, President Trump writes, it is highly unlikely I will be contributing federal funds other than the very minimum as required to my beloved first home because of the fact, as a communist, this once great city has zero chance of success or even survival. It can only get worse with a communist at the helm. I don't want to send, as president, good money after bad. It is my obligation to run the nation. It is my strong conviction New York City will be a complete and total economic and social disaster should Mamdani win. His principles have been tested for over 1,000 years, and never once have they been successful. I would much rather see a Democrat who has a record of success, questionable, win than a communist with no experience and a record of complete and total failure. He was nothing as an assemblyman, ranked at the bottom of the class as mayor, potentially again the greatest city in the world. He has no chance to bring it back to its former glory. We must also remember this, a vote for Curtis Sliwa, who looks much better without the beret, or beret rather, is a vote for Mamdani. Whether you personally like Andrew Cuomo or not, you really have no choice. You must vote for him and hope he does a fantastic job. He's capable of it. Mamdani is not. Yeah, again, I disagree with that. I think he proved what he was capable of during COVID, which was horrific, horrific. And one could argue it's worse than what Mamdani said. Now, I think Mamdani is equally as bad because he wants to globalize Intifada. He has campaigned with the first guy that bombed the World Trade Center and others. So, again, I think give him the opportunity, he'll probably prove to be worse, but that's not what we want to do. And so on 60 Minutes the other day, Nora O'Donnell asked President Trump about Mamdani.
Zohran Mamdani, 34-year-old Democratic socialist. He's the
communist, not socialist, communist. He's far worse than a socialist.
Some people have compared him to a left-wing version of you, charismatic, breaking the old rules. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I'm a much better-looking person than him, right?
Yeah, well, first off, there's no comparison.
None at all.
They don't even belong in the same sentence, but that's heavily biased CBS, even under Barry Weiss. Old habits are going to die hard. You know, why you sit down and give these people an hour beyond me. But Trump, I think, likes to troll with them. especially the reporters, asked about whether or not he would send federal troops into cities if crime continues to persist and illegal aliens continue to evade. Here's what he said.
If I wanted to, I could, if I wanted to use the Insurrection Act. The Insurrection Act has been used routinely by presidents, and if I needed it, that would mean I could bring in the Army, the Marines, I could bring in whoever I want, but I haven't chosen to use it.
Nor will I think he'll do that. I think right now he's getting a lot of success with the National Guard in certain cities like D.C., Memphis, and elsewhere. The big question whether the National Guard needs to come to Baltimore, we'll address that question a little bit later on in the show. As to tariffs, he says this case this week on tariffs, one of the most important in the history of the country. He says, if a president is not allowed to use tariffs, we'll be at a major disadvantage against all other countries throughout the world, especially the majors. And he spoke about the tariff situation as well.
Because of tariffs, we have the highest stock market we've ever had. Because of tariffs, 401ks at the highest level, and this is millions and millions of people that we've ever had, 401ks. I think it's the most important subject discussed by the Supreme Court in 100 years.
Now you would agree. Because just imagine if a president, this Congress can barely meet, let alone do its job. I don't care whether the Democrats or Republicans are in charge. They've been woeful. And we're watching the greatest 9 months in the history of any presidency in these first 9 months of President Trump. As to the shutdown itself, he's blaming it all on Chuck U. Schumer.
I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats who have lost their way. There's something wrong with these people.
So then what happens on November 15th when the troops don't get a paycheck?
Schumer is a basket case, and he has nothing to lose. He's become, I just left Japan, he's become a kamikaze pilot.
Yeah, Schumer's in political trouble, no doubt. And the president on two town halls yesterday on to get out the vote, one in New Jersey and one in Virginia. In Virginia, he went after Jay Jones, the attorney general candidate, the radical Democrat that wished bullets into the head of the former Republican speaker and wanting his children to die in the arms of their mother to teach him a lesson.
Their candidate for Virginia attorney general is a... As our great governor said, he's a demented person, radical left maniac named Jay Jones.
Yeah, and so that's those are the choices in Virginia. And President put out a release yesterday saying, hey, you can thank a Democrat for five-hour TSA lines, mass flight delays. In fact, here in Maryland at BWI, you can thank Senators Van Hollen and also Brooks if you have trouble traveling in the next couple of weeks. And a request for the 2020 election records in Georgia following refusal to comply with state election board subpoenas has now gone out. The DOJ needs to act now and enforce this subpoena request. This is all about the stolen election of 2020, and Georgia still has those records, and I think they're going to be destroyed if they don't turn them over soon. And finally, President Trump stepped in to save Dilbert creator Scott Adams after healthcare providers dropped the ball. Don Jr., RFK Jr., Dr. Oz, all personally called to make sure he was getting the treatment that he needed. He is suffering from prostate cancer and needed to try a new drug, which medical providers were dragging their feet. So President Trump pulled a few strings. That's the way it looked, 289 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it is time once again at 7:21 from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Stephen Friedman, counselor, joins us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Happy November to you and everybody there.
Yeah, get ready for the big turkey day in about 3 weeks.
Can't wait. Can't wait. All right, so we get calls often after clients have been in an accident, and they will say these words to us: I have full coverage. And lots of times, unfortunately, clients, they don't understand that full coverage really doesn't mean full coverage or good coverage or adequate coverage, especially when we're talking about bodily injury. So when they're talking about full coverage, a lot of times they mean that they have personal injury protection, or they have rental, or they have collision. But a lot of them have the minimal insurance policy in Maryland for BI, which is $30,000. And we know that that's not good. I mean, nowadays with medical bills, hospital stays, I mean, God forbid you're in a serious personal injury accident, $30,000 can go very quickly. So here's an example of an auto accident, which just shows why you need to carry more than the minimal limits. And again, we stress everyone carry at least 100, 300 for your bodily injury. So here's this case that happened last year. I was just recently able to settle it. My client's in Baltimore County. He's at the intersection of Lock Raven and Taylor, pretty major intersection. He's stopped, and he's plowed into from the rear. It turns out that the defendant driver is illegal, has no license, and no insurance. I mean, we're getting more and more and more calls like this with the defendant not having any insurance. My client is extricated from the vehicle, taken by ambulance to a hospital. Serious injury. He has a left leg fracture, a right wrist sprain. He's overnight at the hospital, and then he does physical therapy. He has thousands of dollars in medical bills and also couldn't work, so you've got thousands of dollars in lost wages. He has a $100,000 policy, fortunately. The total list of specials was just about $25,000. So we made an uninsured motorist claim, meaning we're going under our client's policy, and fortunately we were able to get the policy limits of $100,000. But in this case, for example, I mean, what if he only had $30,000? That's the most that we could have obtained in that case. So that's why it's so important to at least have $100,000. And as we stress at the Law Office, Michael Friedman, go over your policy quickly, soon. Don't wait until after you're in a bad accident to learn that you don't have, quote-unquote, full coverage. Give us a call. We'll go over it free with you, 410-363-6848, or go up to our website, maflaw.com. We want to make sure that you and your family are protected. So, Sean, have a great week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Stephen, great advice. Thanks so much. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. 723, traffic and weather on the threes. Update now with the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Morning back up in Annapolis, right there in the usual spot, I-97 southbound right here at Route 32, and right at that curve, that's where the bright sunshine is hitting the windshield, and that's adding to that backup. We're not quite back up the hill towards Benfield Boulevard, but it's close and it's slowing as you're coming south through there. I can tell you, once you get past the bridge at 178, you'll be in the bright sunshine again as you're heading south towards the ramp at Route 50. But everybody is moving. It's just a normal delay. And then nothing out of the ordinary at the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge. Right now, all the lanes are open through there. We're going to have the normal delays going south into both the harbor tunnels, and anywhere around 20-25 minute delays right now wouldn't be out of the ordinary for the traffic there. The inner loop coming up the Beltway is running into some heavy traffic between Route 40 and I-70, but it's just a heavy spot there. The outer loop is 795 to Frederick Road. The inner loop through Green Spring, the Parkville side, the backup at last check, and I'm heading over there right now. Yeah, the backup is still here. Bel Air Road all the way around to Providence Road on the northeast corner. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, breezy today, and highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, less wind, upper 60s and the 40s tonight. Right now, 45 and sunny in the city, 44 in Bel Air. And we have found out now that the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Secretary Brooke Rollins have requested that every state send in their SNAP benefits data so they can get a better handle on how many people. Here's what I would do. The first thing I would do, I would put in a policy that every single person currently on SNAP, food stamp benefits, must reapply. That way you get rid of the illegal aliens, the dead people that are receiving, because there are thousands of illegal aliens getting food stamps, and there are thousands of cases of dead people. These are people that have died, and the government has never been notified, and the food stamp money keeps coming. So the first thing you should do, starting January 1, 2026, all food stamp recipients must reapply. No questions.
Good idea.
No exceptions. SNAP increased 40% under the Biden regime because of COVID. They used COVID as the cloak of darkness here so they could get as many people on SNAP and dependent upon government as physically possible. 21 blue states now, including Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, D.C., which is not a state, obviously, but Maryland. Maryland is refusing. They're stonewalling because they know. Maryland knows the fraud is massive. When you hide the books, it's never to protect the honest folks. I guarantee you that. It is to cover up the rot. Meanwhile, the states that did cooperate already exposing exactly the kind of abuse the left swears it doesn't exist. Here is Secretary Rollins.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the couple blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data we have found, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But, Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has allowed is a national spotlight on a broken and corrupt program. We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits. Like, it is time to drastically reform this program so that we can make sure that those who are truly needy, truly vulnerable, are getting what they need, and the rest of the corruption goes away, and we can serve the American taxpayer.
Secretary Rollins on Fox News with Rachel Campos Duffy, and you heard the stats, you heard the statement itself. It's just it's filled with fraud. And so, Maryland, what are we hiding in the state of Maryland? What are you hiding, Governor Moore, Attorney General Brown, and others? Why will you not send the SNAP data to the federal government as requested? And I think we all know the answer to that. And so, again, I think the natural reform mechanism here is, again, reapply. Everyone who is currently on food stamp must reapply for those food stamps starting January 1, 2026. You know, nearly half of non-citizen households with young children are using food stamps. Non-citizens meaning illegals. So, again, look, nobody wants anybody to see you go hungry, but illegal aliens are not supposed to get benefits. If they weren't getting benefits, maybe they'd go the hell home. And go
that's
back to where
get
they came
here.
From. And that's one way of doing it as well, as far as self-deportation. All right. Coming up next, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor working with to catch a predator, Chris Hansen. And boy, they caught nine of them in Harford County. We have the details. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor has released an update on a sting operation focused on identifying and arresting child predators. The undercover operation was a part of the show Takedown with Chris Hansen, and it resulted in the arrest of nine men from Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The month-long sting involved detectives posing as minors online, and the arrests were made when the suspects showed up to meet the boys and girls for sex. Episodes of Takedown with Chris Hansen will begin airing on the True Blue streaming network this winter. The Maryland Farm Bureau is demanding a stop to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The Bureau, Stop MPRP, and county partners have filed a motion with the Public Service Commission saying the transmission line project must be dismissed immediately. They say the action is based on the utility company's own admission that it cannot meet the project's June 2027 completion deadline. The filing argues that their admission is sufficient reason to immediately halt the case, which would save Maryland taxpayers and hundreds of farmers from months of needless legal and financial burdens. PSEG wants to build a 67-mile high-voltage transmission line through parts of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. Authorities have released the name of the Hagerstown man killed in a crash near Leitersburg on Saturday. 75-year-old Christopher Abbott was pronounced dead at the scene after his vehicle struck a boulder. A juvenile in the vehicle was injured and flown to shock trauma. The accident happened on Little Antietam Road when Abbott crossed the center line and continued across the roadway until his vehicle struck a boulder at the end of a driveway. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Attorney General's Office is investigating Sunday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Salisbury. 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders
and remodelers
find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX is slowing at Ruxton Road, and it's heavy from there coming south through the city-county line, and then it's moving a little better. Might be with the bright sunshine here. A couple of areas right before the city line, and then after you come past Northern Parkway and get down to Cold Spring Lane, bright sunshine there again. So there is a factor southbound. No reports of any problems on the roadway, but heads up for that delay. Again, building right at Ruxton Road. Beltway pretty much all the normal delays. We continue slow with at least a 20-minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. There's a new wreck in Howard County and some road blockage eastbound Route 32 coming up into the intersection at Route 108 over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and highs into the 60s. We'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens with a big trade yesterday. Draymond Jones is now a Baltimore Raven.
On third and seven, May, pressure coming, and he is sacked. Brought down by Draymond Jones.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Jones and that explosive inside pass rush acquired last night by the Ravens from the Titans for a conditional fifth-round pick will instantly bolster a Ravens pass rush that has the second-lowest sack total in the league. Only Jacksonville is worse. Meanwhile, the 3-5 Ravens begin prep for Minnesota. Never an easy place to play.
We're going to have to be on point. I mean, this game is going to be a challenge that way. It's going to be super loud in there. It's one of the loudest places you'd ever play. It's loud from the first play to the last play. And they got horns going off and everything else. So
it's a 1 o'clock start in Minnesota on Sunday for the Ravens. Maryland basketball opened last night in Baltimore at the CFG Bank Arena.
We're back on the floor. Mills left open for three. It's again. He's got 11. He's hit three triples in the first half.
Jason Horowitz had the call on BTN. Andre Mills, the transfer from Texas Tech with 13. We're going to find out a lot about these players because we really don't know a lot about them. One of five players in double digits last night as the Terps beat Coppin State in Baltimore. 83-61 was the final. And in the nightcap, preseason conference player of the year, Tyler Tejada, pouring in 24 as Towson defeats the Loyola Greyhounds 67-56. Now on to Maryland football. The loss to Indiana on Saturday, a hard pill to swallow for many reasons, not the least of which was the score. 55-10 was the final. But then there's this. The fact that just 2 years ago, Indiana was 3-9, and the Terps pounded them by 27 points. But now, with Kurt Cignetti as head coach in Bloomington, Indiana is undefeated and every bit worthy of the nation's number two ranking, while the Terps continue to languish in mediocrity. The rumble is growing louder in College Park. NBA last night, the Knicks beat the Wizards 119-102. Washington now falling to 1-6 on the campaign. And the betting scandal that rocked the NBA just 2 weeks ago has reared its ugly head again, this time in the world of ultimate fighting. UFC fighter Isaac Dolgarian has been released from the roster 2 days after sportsbooks flagged unusual betting interest against the featherweight ahead of his first-round loss to Yadier Del Valle, a source telling ESPN. Del Valle submitting Dolgarian in the first round. The time now is 7:36, and when we return, what's going on in College Park?
A
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I know that they've been locked in mediocrity for years now. Okay, the best they can do is like 8-5, okay? But this isn't the time to fire Mike Loxley. First of all, his buyout is about $15 million. That's not terrible.
Right.
But it's a lot of money for a university that makes probably the lowest amount of money in the Big Ten. That's number one. Number two, and this is true here, injuries and inexperience are the biggest reasons why Maryland has fallen in the Big Ten. They don't belong in the Big Ten as is, okay? They can never compete with Ohio State, Michigan,
I would agree with that. They should go back to the ACC, but again, it's all about the money that they're getting from the Big Ten, but
correct.
They can't out-recruit Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. Indiana now is a powerhouse. Even Wisconsin. They can't just out-recruit them. It's just not happening.
Well, they're going to get, those schools that you just mentioned are going to get the players all from the Midwest, as well as other places, okay? Maryland's never getting those players, okay? But here's the reason why they shouldn't get rid of Mike Loxley now. They have to give Mike Loxley another year at least, because this team is young and talented, but young. And freshmen, they're not going to be able to compete against these schools. You got to give them a year to get that experience, and then after next year, if they're still 5-5 or 4-6 or whatever, then you got to probably make a change.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
But again, we would both agree they don't belong in the Big Ten.
No, but the ACC is better now.
Yeah, it is. It's much more difficult now. SMU's in there now, and of course California and a bunch of others.
Yep.
Notre Dame,
you got it.
All right, thanks. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor deserve kudos here for he was approached by have you ever seen Takedown with Chris Hansen? That's where this used to be on NBC. I think it's now on True Blue, the cable network, where they run undercover stings to catch sexual predators that prey on young boys and girls. Well, Sheriff Gaylor was approached by Chris Hansen and the producers there if they would participate in such a sting with Chris Hansen with Takedown, and Gaylor said they wished that, you know, when they agreed to do this, they wouldn't find anybody, but they did. And they're calling them the Nasty Nine, nine predators now, and perhaps more that have been taken off the streets. Here's Sheriff Gaylor talking about working with Chris Hansen.
This is the first time they've done this sort of operation here in Maryland.
And the why? I mean, what's taken so long? You would think that every single jurisdiction, every sheriff, every police department would want to remove these sexual perverts and predators off our streets. Sheriff Gaylor had a cautionary warning for parents and grandparents about the internet.
The internet is all that's good with it. There's a whole lot of bad with it too, and these predators know how to make their rounds on that.
Well, it's just not the internet. I know what he's saying here, but it's also, when you get right down to it, it's social media. It's TikTok. It's these other social media accounts that predators go where children are. And that's exactly what they do here. And here he talks about some of the predators they caught, including a 70-year-old man.
We had the one guy in his 70s, came down from Cecil County, actually stopped to get alcohol and condoms, and had taken his Viagra on the way. You know, his intent was clear. That story just, you know, blows your mind.
I still think the best cure for these predators is in West Virginia. They used to have something called stumping, and that's where if you got caught trying to prey on a young child, you'd be taken out in the woods, and your genitalia would be nailed to a stump.
Effective.
Yeah, very effective. I guarantee you, they never do it again. Then there was another guy, believe it or not. His name was Nicholas Fountain. He came all the way from Philadelphia. His wife was on vacation, so he decided to go have some perverted activity.
His wife was out of town, so he wanted to have. He wanted to come down and have his encounter. He thought he was talking to a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
He wanted to come down while his wife was not watching. Owns two daycare centers. How horrible is that?
Two daycare centers. They go, and I don't care what. I've seen it in every walk of life. Judges, police officers, military. Daycare owners, coaches, teachers, priests, counselors. I've seen it in every walk of life. It doesn't matter. The predators go where the children are. That's why you have to have very crucial, specific vetting of all these positions. And Gaylor says he wished he wasn't right, but there are many more out there.
There weren't just these nine. That there were dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
And so kudos to the Harford County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Gaylor. He's going to join us at some point later this week to discuss in greater detail how this operation unfolded. And, again, young boys and girls are protected when you remove these. And again, the problem is, you know, the punishment. Because these people going to the criminal.
Probation.
Yeah, and maybe they do it 6 months, maybe a year in some cases. Because the caveat here is they actually didn't get to harm a child. Once they do that, it's intent. But once they do it, and that's horrific, that's when they get the harsher punishment. I think you punish them up front. And you throw the book at them.
Mm-hmm.
And you make life miserable for these sorry sons of guns. All right, we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. If you'd like to try your hand here at Matching Wits with Maggie and Kristen and Chuck, do so at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. But you got to call now to reserve your spot. Traffic weather on the threes. Now the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
And we're brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. Looks like there might be a wreck. Somebody into the guardrail here on 95 southbound right before you get into the area of the Keith Avenue ramp and into the plaza area at the southbound side of 95. So all the lanes are open. It's more of a visual thing. We're backed up on 95, and the slowing continues back to Moravia Road. Everybody is going through the tunnel looking at the south portal here and the traffic going down towards Key Highway. The lanes are open, and then the construction area is all doing fine going out towards Washington Boulevard and eventually out to the Beltway. No problems there. 895 did have a backup coming south from right around the Erdman Avenue ramp, and it looks like I just want to go back. Yeah, the northbound side completely recovered now on the Old Harbor Tunnel from some earlier problems there. Wreck in Clarksville, eastbound Route 32 at 108. There is some backing as you're coming through there. JFX is still slow at Ruxton Road, but it's better now at the city-county line. But some of these areas south and east are fighting some really bright sunshine this morning. That's a big factor on the Beltway as well. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th. We'll be against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season tickets are available now at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, breezy today, highs in the 60s. Sunny right now, 45 in Forest Hill, and it's 46 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Blanca in Baltimore. Good morning, Blanca.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. We have up for grabs today some WCBM keychains and pens for you. And if you can correctly identify the fake news story, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story one, federal prosecutors have announced the indictment and arrest of 20 individuals, most of them law enforcement officers, in the Mississippi Delta region, allegedly for conspiring with Mexican drug cartels to smuggle narcotics into the United States. Story two, and yet another disturbing example of how radical leftist gender ideology is being enforced over women's safety. The Gold's Gym location in Los Angeles has more trans women registered as members than actual women. The bio males apparently have chased all the actual female members out of Gold's Gym. And story three, a new wearable device is aimed to assist casual runners and walkers. It's like an e-bike, but it's for your feet. Apparently, this new Project Amplify wearable device is called Powered Footwear. It's like an e-bike for your feet. No word on how much it's going to cost, but it is a thing. All right, story one. Mississippi law enforcement caught working with the cartel. 20 officers indicted. Story two. More trans women than actual women at the L.A. Gold's Gym. Or story three. An e-bike now for your feet that help you walk and run faster. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Well, I'm going to have to go with three. I don't... They're all believable.
You do a lot of walking. You wouldn't like to have the e-bike?
Why would somebody want to do that? The whole purpose is to... I mean, I guess you're still getting a benefit from it. It's a bike for your feet.
It's powered footwear. It's like an e-bike. It's not a bicycle.
I want to use my own power and not... If I'm understanding that correctly. I'm just going to say that's
Is the moderator trying to lead the contestant to another...
Not at all.
I don't think it's what we like. It's just what we think.
I
see what you're talking about, Chuck, all these years.
I was just curious.
I know you're not.
He should mind his own business.
Right. I'm agreeing with you. Okay.
This is my business.
I'm going to be on my own side. Okay. All right. I don't even understand what the device... I don't even understand what it does, but they have lots of technology, so I'll say that's true. And, yeah, there's always some bad apples in everyone, including the police, unfortunately. So I think I'll go with two, not because there wouldn't be a lot of trans men, but I don't think Gold's Gym would release that kind of... They just would count them as women, so I don't think they would release that data.
All right. Kristen votes for story two, and Chuck?
All right, Woody, I'll go with you.
See?
It goes with the chain.
I can't editorialize, but Chuck can certainly editorialize.
It's not my show. I can do what I want.
It is your show. It is your show.
Only part of it.
Yeah. Well,
but on this segment, you're the moderator.
Six times an hour is your show.
You're supposed to button it up when you're the moderator, so button it up.
Blanca, bail me out here.
Yeah, one sounds like it's sad and true, and two sounds sad and true. But I'm going to go with number three.
All right, number three, you agree with Maggie on the powered footwear. All right. Mm-hmm. Nobody votes for story number one. That's sad because, 20 officers.
I saw that story.
Caught with working in the cartel. I've always said that to allow this level of drugs and sex trafficking, people are on the take. And I think it's just not police, but there are many others, elected officials.
A lot of money there.
Sad but true story. Story two, L.A. Gold's Gym, not the trans men don't outnumber the trans women there, although they do accept them there. But they no actual census of the trans women there. That's our fake news story of the day. Sorry, Blanca. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Maybe next time.
Yeah, I got one right.
Nobody's ever going to agree with me again. I tried.
Hey, that's all it's about is you put your best effort forward.
My best effort.
Now we're getting pep talks.
I don't understand how this thing worked either. I mean, a powered footwear?
It wasn't explained.
Well, I guess he's coming up.
Well, I didn't have time to explain all the machinations of the powered footwear.
Roller skates with motors.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, see? Yeah, he just said that.
You know. Just think how fast you could get to work.
Well, but actually, you'd have to actually do the walking. So it's not like you just step into the footwear and it just goes automatically. So it does assist you.
There's always a catch.
Yeah, you assist you when you're walking. So
you could still bust your ass. There's
it's like
no
a jet.
Yes, you could. You know? And in your case, yours would always be in reverse.
That's nice. Woody, I'll say goodbye to you for now.
All right. Thank you very much. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're listening, of course, to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:52, 8 minutes now away from the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up at the top of the hour, Maryland, of course, the pressure growing on Maryland's Governor Tax Moore to fire the DHS Secretary Lopez over the absolute cluster, you know what, that his agency has been responsible for with foster care children and others. The president's going to surge 10,000 ICE agents, and there's a good reason why, as we see the number of illegal aliens now being arrested. If every state did its job, if every state police were basically commanded to do their job and cooperate with the feds, this would be going a lot better than it is. And the Baltimore residents are divided on whether the National Guard should be called in, especially after shootings on Halloween in Canton and Fells Point and elsewhere. So mayor, by the way, is crowing about the homicide reduction rate, non-fatal shootings. And where do you hear how much Mayor Scott spent on hanging portraits in City Hall of former mayors, including himself? 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
You're in Clarksville. There is a wreck, and they're still working on that. Route 32 at 108, we still see some backing through that area. JFX, I think they've been fighting the heavy traffic and the bright sunshine southbound. A couple of areas right there at Old Pimlico Road. And then again, after Northern Parkway, you come around the hill there, cross Keys in the shade, and then suddenly you're right there in the bright sunshine. So I think that is most of the factor there. Both the tunnels are now backed up pretty close to the city-county line, both on 95 and 895, and all your normal stuff is out there on the Beltway, the Parkville side through Pikesville, coming down the west side, and now including the inner loop, which is heavy, from Frederick Road, going up through the construction area towards Liberty Road, and of course we have the morning backups there. It's the normal stuff and bright sunshine again on I-97 southbound, right at the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, breezy today, low 60s. Tomorrow will be warmer, less wind, higher, upper 60s maybe. And then temperatures will drop again by the end of the week, and rain is coming in or expected to come in. So next week, a big announcement is expected to be made regarding Crazy Nancy, Speaker Emeritus Nancy Pelosi, who may not run for re-election. That's what we're being told. She's 85 years of age, and I think she's had enough. She looks a little bit long in the tooth, and I think President Trump has completely broken her will, Nancy Pelosi. But before she goes, she's still taking shots at the president, who obviously, you can tell, gets under her skin.
It's just a vile creature. The worst thing on the face of the earth. But anyway.
You think he's the worst thing on the face of the earth?
I do, yeah. I do.
Why is that?
Because he's the president of the United States and he does not honor the Constitution of the United States. In fact, he's turned the Supreme Court into a rogue court. He's abolished the House of Representatives.
Yeah, mind you, these are the people talking about packing the Supreme Court. And I guarantee you, if the Democrats get back in power in the White House and hold the Senate, you will see the filibuster get nuked. Now, right now, Leader Thune says there aren't enough Republican votes to end the CR filibuster, and that's because we got a bunch of rhinos that work with the Democrats, day and night. But I think Trump broke her. I really do. I think she looks at the power of his presidency, the 9 months just in the first term, and it's making her head spin. And of course, at her age, that's never a good thing. So I think she is going to announce she's out. And imagine saying that you're president of the United States. I understand you don't. Look, I didn't like Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't like Chairman Joe. But I never called him the vile creature, the worst criminal in history. I think they were awful presidents. Biden was, I'd say Biden was half of the bag by the his end of his term. So that's still, I think I'm going to reserve that spot for Barack Hussein Obama as being the worst because he started this whole thing. So again, that's a breaking report. Nancy Pelosi will reportedly not seek re-election after decades in Congress. Multiple Democrats, per NBC News and top aides in California, tell them that she will choose not to run after nearly 40 years representing the people of San Francisco. And obviously the former Baltimorean is going to hang up the Speaker Emeritus Gavel, that is for sure. The other is I want you to know there's a network of charities connected to George Soros funneling tens of millions of dollars to the rise of Zohran Mamdani. And as I said to you the other day, this is the Democrat Socialists of America. They hate the Democrat Party. They're using the Democrat Party. And case in point, Linda Sarsour, she is a Palestinian Muslim activist. She reveals in an interview where most of the money is coming from that is backing Mamdani.
Right now, I'm a little more quiet because I'm on the quiet side of this race. But I'm going to tell you that once November 4th comes around, I will tell the story. The story is not just that it's random that Zohran ascended to this place. It is our Muslim American communities, and I'll also say that it's Muslim money. The PACs that have supported Zohran, or a particular PAC that has supported Zohran, is probably over 80% of Muslim American donors in this country. High net donors, grassroots donors. And I want to make the point that the Unity and Justice Fund PAC, which is the CARE Super PAC, was the largest institutional donor to the pro-Zohran PAC in New York.
Yeah, so there you have it. Muslim money and Soros money, the people that hate America, are now funding the Hate America candidate, Zohran Mamdani. New York Post has a great editorial today. 20 reasons to vote against Mamdani. He hates the police. He really, really hates the police. And by the way, he hates the police with a splash of anti-Semitism. His mental health plan is half-baked. He promises a bus boondoggle. He's never met a failed idea he didn't like. He wants to globalize the Intifada. He'll cause an international incident. Remember, he says he's going to arrest Bibi if he comes to New York. He sides with hate, but then claims he's a victim. He'll flood the streets with criminals. He'll put children at risk for sex trafficking. He'll make the housing crisis worse. Schools will become worse. Drive us deeper into debt, etc. So read it. It is an eye-opener. Friends, Mayor and Mayor Town Appliance, they are the place you want to go. What an incredible showroom. They've got appliances in that showroom, the way they've got them laid out for every single budget, whether you're watching your money or whether a price cost is no object whatsoever. Check it out. They've got, again, top of the line, middle of the line, and budget-friendly appliances. And their service is second to none. They'll also price match. If you find a lower price somewhere else, they'll match that price. That's Town Appliance right off Reister's Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A commanding figure in the GOP establishment for decades has died. Vice President, just one of the many positions held over the years by Dick Cheney.
The word has come in just early this morning of his passing yesterday. Mr. Cheney succumbed to complications of pneumonia, along with cardiac and vascular disease. He had led the armed forces as defense secretary during the Persian Gulf War under then-President George H.W. Bush, before returning to public life as vice president under President George W. Bush. Dick Cheney dead at the age of 84.
Correspondent George Williams says Cheney's career in public service began back in 1969. In addition to holding the post of Pentagon chief and vice president, Cheney served in the House of Representatives, where he represented Wyoming for a decade beginning in 1979. As New York City voters elect a mayor today, across the river in New Jersey, a governor's race is being decided. And in Virginia, they're electing a governor following a campaign not lacking for hot-button issues.
The season was marred by praise for Charlie Kirk's murder, violent texting, arrests for threats to lawmakers, and opposing Turning Point clubs, all aimed at conservatives. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb warns of intimidation tactics.
That's the cost of losing.
That's why it's so important that we win. In every single tiny place that a leftist has power, we see them use every ounce of it to advance extremism while shutting down all competing viewpoints.
She says wise voting is essential. And Marie Morgan reporting.
Being ordered to do so by the courts, the Trump administration says it will partially fund federal food aid, the so-called SNAP program, as the government shutdown drags on. Today, it's in its 35th day. On Wall Street, stock futures sharply lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Pretty much all the normal delays on the Beltway. The Parkville side is still backed up starting at Bel Air Road. It goes all the way to Providence Road. The interloop at Greenspring goes over to the JFX and then over towards 83. Beyond that, some bright sunshine on the interloop. And anybody who's traveling south and east on the Beltway right now, you're fighting the bright sunshine, including right here on the outer loop, crossing at the BW Parkway and eventually down towards I-97. I still think a lot of this backing on the JFX is related to the sunshine problem. Still slow, Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. And, of course, our delays at both the Harbor Tunnels still around the city-county line, both on 95 and 895. The Sky Ramp, a little bit slow, heavy traffic, 95 north exiting and coming into the convention center on 395 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and highs into the 60s. We'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 49 degrees in Edgemere and 44 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Independent Investigations Division of the Attorney General's Office is investigating Sunday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Salisbury. Police were trying to find the suspect in a homicide that happened earlier in the day, and they found him outside of a home on Jefferson Street. Officers gave repeated commands, but the man refused to comply and reached for an object on the hood of a vehicle. And residents in Annapolis are now voting in the city's municipal election to select a new mayor and alderman. In the mayor's race, Republican Bob O'Shea is facing Democrat Jared Littman. O'Shea is an upstate New York native who moved to the city in 2000, and Littman has lived in the city since 2010 and previously served as a Ward 5 alderman. Candidates are running for aldermen in the city's eight wards. In Ward 4, Democrat Janice Elaine Alsop Johnson is running unopposed, and Democrat Rob Savage is unopposed in Ward 7. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 445. The pick 4, 0044. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Delegate Nino Mangione here, and in Baltimore County, we're proud to support those who serve. The Commission on Veterans Affairs connects veterans and their families with vital services from education and employment to public programs and support services. Join us Saturday, November 8th at Towson University's West Village Commons for the Veterans and Family Celebration, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., featuring our Veteran of the Year Awards at 11:30. Need help or want to get involved? Email us at veteransaffairs@baltimorecountymd.gov.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You
want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens joined the buyers of the NFL yesterday, bringing in explosive pass rusher Draymond Jones from the Tennessee Titans.
Herbert's under pressure again. Herbert is going down. He is sacked at the 7-yard line. Draymond Jones, Shrek for Halloween, comes crashing into the backfield.
Not too bad. That was Tom McCarthy on CBS with the call. Do yourself a favor. Google Draymond Jones sack highlights, and you'll see an explosive pass rusher, especially with inside pressure, and a guy who stuffs the run at the line of scrimmage. Two areas the Ravens are sorely lacking in at this point. MRI confirming yesterday, Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has a dislocated left elbow, and while x-ray showed no fracture, he is expected to miss several games, if not the rest of the season. Meanwhile, head coach Dan Quinn offering a mea culpa as to why Daniels was in the game trailing by 31 points in the fourth quarter in the first place.
Thanks, Charlie.
You got it.
Yeah, we can get rolling. I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it.
Yeah, at least he owns it. O's calling an 11 a.m. press conference this morning to introduce new manager Craig Albernaz, who took to social media over the weekend to introduce himself to Oriole fans.
Hey, Birdland. Craig Albernaz here, your new manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Can't wait to see all you guys out at Camden Yards this year to watch our boys go out there and compete.
And the Orioles will do it with Tyler O'Neill, who opted in yesterday, with Dietrich Enns, who the Birds signed yesterday, and without Jorge Mateo, whose option was declined. Coming up in 30 minutes, oh, how soon we forget. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore residents divided over whether or not the National Guard is needed in Baltimore City. Also, the president's going to surge 10,000 ICE agents as illegals are now running amok throughout the country. But the top story here today, pressure continues to grow on Governor Tex Moore to fire the embattled Secretary Ray Lopez over at DHS, Department of Human Services. And just a reminder that there's been a number of audits, 3 years in a row, bad audits. And again, Moore's been in office 3 years. Lopez has been running the joint for 3 years. And I understand there were problems before they came into office. But after the first audit in the first year, red flags, bells, whistles should have gone off. They were placing foster children into unlicensed, you know, providers with no background checks. They were actually going into situations where there were sex offenders. They were putting foster care children in with sex offenders. Our state was doing that. Our governor, through his DHS secretary. And then after the scathing, and then they were putting him in hotels. And the straw that breaks the camel's back is that a 16-year-old child with a history of mental illness, suicidal ideation, a cutter, meaning that she would cut herself, that's how mentally disturbed she was, was left alone.
In a hotel.
In a hotel room downtown, mm-hmm. where she died after ingesting something akin to Benadryl. And Delegate Steve Arendt, a Republican, says this cannot stand. Lopez should be gone.
Here's the thing. Somebody died. Somebody died under his watch. The processes were under his purview, I guess is what you want to say. And you have to question why somebody, who's accountable for this, who's done something. I guess there may be something, admission of guilt or something like that, but we lost a life. And sadly, that's when we tend to react and act on something is when we lose a life. And that's not the answer.
Even at a recent hearing, Secretary Lopez knew that he could be fired, and maybe this was his secret wish to be fired.
But I'll tell you this, in so long as I serve as secretary, and on any given day, I can be fired. On any given day.
Well, that day hasn't come yet.
I'm waiting.
I don't know why Governor Moore won't cut the cord. He dragged his feet on Vinny Schiraldi, and now we have a death here. Who knows how many other children are in jeopardy. But then again, it's like Orange Man Bad. He blames him for federal problems. And old Lockdown Larry is, the Lockdown Larry Pinata must be hanging in Governor Moore's office.
Well, I'm grateful for the work that Secretary Lopez and the team over DHS has done to address a lot of these challenges that were longstanding. I mean, as you indicated, McKenzie, many of the challenges that we were talking about are things that predated not just our inauguration, but predated even our announcement to run for governor in the first place. And so we knew the challenges that existed within DHS. It was the reason that I was excited to have someone like Secretary Lopez, who could come in and actually address the hard problems, address the hard issues, and know that even though these were not problems that started under our watch, these were problems that would be addressed under our watch.
So what? So what if it predated your coming in as governor and the people that you appointed? That first audit, as I said, as soon as you get the first one, year one, changes should have been implemented. Things should have been done differently. And you ignored them, not after the first audit, not after the second audit, but even after the third audit, it only unfortunately took the death of a 16-year-old girl before you woke up.
Get to that point.
Yep. I tell you, this guy is not ready for prime time. We've seen what he's done to the state of Maryland. God help us if he gets any further. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck in the city, Cold Spring Lane, Park Heights Avenue. That's a busy intersection there up on the northwest side. Just looked at the JFX again. It looks like the sunshine is still a big factor. A lot of bright sunshine there this morning, kind of in the shade, and then you come around the back end there of Cross Keys, and pretty soon, right there at Cold Spring Lane, you're in the sunshine again. So it's still backed up, and it's been slow this morning, still coming south from Ruxton Road and down through that area, and that's the only thing we can attribute it to. There are no reports of any accidents on the southbound side, and actually, at Ruxton Road, the backup has eased up there, but it's definitely slow. The speeds are up a little bit, but it's slow at the city-county line coming through there. All the normal delays still there on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are still backed up southbound right around the city-county line area on 95, and 895 should be slow, at least at the ramp at Pulaski Highway and Erdman Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, low 60s, the expected high tomorrow, warmer, less wind, upper 60s in the 40s tonight, we're expecting some rain and cooler temperatures at the end of the week. Right now, mostly cloudy, 48 in the city, and it is 49 and cloudy in Annapolis. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it's time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday with this update. All right, some highlights in history. 1879, James and John Ritty of Dayton, Ohio, patented the first cash register. It was then known as Ritty's Incorruptible Cashier. I guess they had a problem at the workplace there, huh? 1924, Nellie Taylor Ross of Wyoming becomes the first elected first female governor in the United States history. 1952, after 20 years of Democrat administrations, Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected president. That was a long run, 20 years. Big day, 1979, Iranian militants seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, taking about 90 people hostage, 63 of them Americans. They would last over 400 days. And then that would lead to 1980. President Reagan elected as the 40th president of the United States in a landslide victory over incumbent Jimmy Carter. And, of course, as soon as Reagan was elected, the hostages were released because peace through strength, as they say. And it was also on this date in 2008. Just 5 days prior, he promised that he would transform America. Barack Obama, Democrat U.S. Senator from Illinois, the first African-American elected president of the United States, over Republican John McCain. And that, as bad as it was, would set the table for a future president in 2016 by the name of Donald J. Trump. And that's a look at our America's birthday, 250th, coming up on Independence Day next year. All right, 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Will you hear what Brandon Scott spent on hanging portraits of himself and other mayors in City Hall? I mean, this guy is just, from the SUV to his Safe Street stuff, is just he's off the charts, as they say. Some texts coming into the program here this morning. I wanted to respond to some of them here, and a lot of folks weighing in. Somebody took issue with me with Virginia, the stumping. He says, this is Jim. Sean, we don't do stumping in West Virginia. Stop saying things about us that aren't true. Well, I didn't say you do them now, but I've heard from friends that lived in West Virginia and Kentucky. I'm not going to single out West Virginia and Kentucky and some of the backwoods countries, you know, where they have stills and so on and so forth, that that was a form of punishment for sexual predators and rapists, by the way, in older years, years ago. Nancy says Pelosi will only retire if the vote for 50 in California fails. If it passes, she thinks she'll return as speaker. Maybe. I just think that she's just horribly broken. You can tell the way she lashes out. Half the time she isn't. She doesn't know where she is. John from Easton on Pelosi. Thank God for small miracles. One of the biggest hypocrites in Congress. And this is from another one of our users. He says, on this election day, I suggest we start a movement to call the Democratic Socialists what they are, Nazis. It should not be used lightly. It should not be used for run-of-the-mill Democrats. It should only be used for the self-proclaimed Democrat socialists like Mamdani. Will the Dotsy Party take over New York City by the end of the night? We'll find out first thing tomorrow morning right here on Casey and Company. We have all the election results and analysis for you right here on the program. You know, look, my good friend Mark McVeary has been able to help a number of people over the years with reverse mortgages. If you're 62 years of age or older, own your own home, and you've run into some cash flow issues, maybe it's a high mortgage payment, maybe you didn't calculate your retirement, or maybe you've been hit with medical costs, or we all got set back a little bit with COVID, and maybe Social Security just isn't cutting it enough. So maybe you might need to look at the reverse mortgage. It's not for everybody, but Mark can certainly will meet with you, answer all of your questions to see it might be right for you. And it might take all that stress and burden out of managing your money, trying to make ends meet, worried about the next monthly mortgage payment, and have that peace of mind, because it's the only kind of loan, it's the only loan you'll ever take out where you decide when you want to pay it back. And you can do it at the beginning, in the middle, at the end, whatever. And there's a lot of misconceptions about and myths about the reverse mortgage. Mark will answer them all. Call him today for a free, no-obligation in-house consultation. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, the reason why they carry states like New York and Illinois is because of the population centers loaded with Democrat voters. Even Maryland, where I used to live, the Democrat Party wants to keep the people in America's inner cities uneducated, aggrieved, impoverished, and dependent. And now they have illegals in those areas that they are going to use to vote Democrat.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, 22 minutes after the hour coming up. At the bottom of the hour, President Trump is going to surge 10,000 ICE agents and get some of these illegals. Of course, he's done great, about 2.5 million so far through self-deportations and ICE rounding up the rest. But it's, again, you got anywhere between 12 million and 20 million in the country illegally. Got a long way to go. Take a look at also Baltimore residents. They're still divided over whether or not the National Guard should be called in. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here's the king, Lugnuts Johnson.
Southbound I-97 is still backed up a little bit here at Route 32. It's moving a little better than it was, but still backed up. It's not so bad coming down the hill right now from Benfield Boulevard and through that area. So that looks to be in pretty good shape. And then after we get through all of that from Benfield down to Route 32, then the pace improves. And looking at the camera at 178, bright sunshine, not as much of a factor now. And then you're clear down to 50 and the ramps at I-97. Completely quiet right now from the Bay Bridge over to Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge and through that area. 695 locally. Yep, all the backups are still there. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road coming down the west side. And we're still heavily involved with a lot of traffic moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly sunny, breezy today. Low 60s for the high. Tomorrow is going to be a little warmer, less windy. Highs in the upper 60s. Temps will drop by the end of the week. We're going to get some rain Saturday, maybe Sunday. And then really cold weather moving in first part of next week. We're looking at highs maybe in the 40s, even with the chance of a few snow flurries. So the weather is going to take a turn. Kristen's in there going, oh no, it's here. Winter is here. Brandon Scott apparently has allocated $100,000 in taxpayer money for portraits of the last 5 Baltimore mayors, including 2 of them who left office amid corruption scandals. And he's defending this as a way to balance and redress local history because, you know, the history of Baltimore mayors, well, it's complicated. All right. He mentioned Mayor George William Brown conspired with the Maryland governor, burned down railroad bridges north of Baltimore at the start of the Civil War. He mentioned Thomas Swan, head of the anti-immigrant Know Nothing Party that flourished here in the 1850s. And he also mentioned J. Barry Mahool, who signed an ordinance passed by the city council in 1910 that barred black families from moving into white residential blocks. And obviously those were not great mayors, but their portraits were hanging in City Hall. So the mayor had commissioned 5 Baltimore mayors, including the 2 who have left office amid corruption scandals, including one for himself. It won't hang till he leaves office. $100,000. Wait a minute. On 5 portraits? You spent $20,000 on a single portrait? That's 5 portraits for? I mean, who's doing this? I mean, is this a Is this a descendant of Renoir or Van Gogh? I mean, look, I'm not to diminish the artist's ability, but I'm sorry, I have a tough time. I guarantee I could find somebody who could do it for $2,000 and do just as good of a job. But leaving out of the equation, he mentioned the mayors, the white mayors that had problems and that did bad things. But there he is hanging the portrait of people like Catherine Pugh. Okay? And Mayor Dixon. She basically resigned following her embezzlement conviction of appropriating gift cards intended for poor children. Or remember Catherine Pugh's the Healthy Holly series? She actually did a prison term for tax evasion and conspiracy in connection with the Healthy Holly children's books.
Herbie, too.
Yeah. And then there's Mayor Rawlings Blake. Again, in the wake of Freddie Gray's fatal injuries while in police custody and protests and riots that cut short her political career. And that's what actually helped propel Scott into a more prominent city council role. Scott wrote, "History is rarely a bumpless road, but will always be based in truth and fact." And that's fine. If you want to base it in truth and fact, let's get some truth. Who are these artists or the artists? Do they have any connection to you, Mayor Scott? Are they a friend of yours or a friend of your wife's, Hannah? Or are they one of your donors to your political campaign? I think the taxpayers of Baltimore City have a right to know who the hell spends $20,000 on portrait of disgraced mayors. That, you know, shouldn't even be hanging. I think that's one of the things. If you resign, you leave in disgrace, especially if you've gone to jail, you shouldn't have a portrait hanging and glorifying your time as mayor of Baltimore.
Yep. Keep bashing Trump for the ballroom that wasn't used with it. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but that's,
for me,
you know,
not for thee.
That's Mayor Scott, because he grew up in the Park Heights neighborhood, and he's, you know, basically, he just... Yeah, he sees one color. That's all. And it's everything is through the lens of race, and that's so sad. I think Baltimore could do so much better, but Baltimore has to want to do better. He's out there crowing about the 31% reduction in homicides and the I think it's 27%. Let me see my papers here.
Yeah, 32% drop in homicides?
22. 31% and 22% homicides and non-fatal shootings. Okay. And that's fine. But what about the increase in carjackings and robberies, assault and batteries? And I still question these numbers. I'd like to see a full investigation into how these crimes are being categorized as well. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday November sale is going on right now. We don't wait till the day after Thanksgiving. We give you the opportunity to save money all month long. And right now you can save 45 to 80% on your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, from the omega-3s, from the LDLX Q10, red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10, from HDL Plus. There is, of course, sleep aids, diet aids, to help regulate your blood pressure. Again, there's men's and women's vitamins, things to help with prostate, with men's and women's hormones, and your not replacement therapy, but can help boost your own body's hormones to feel a heck of a lot better. So right now, check it out, res-q.com, all month long, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Mayor Brandon Scott says the number of homicides and shootings in the city continued to decline through October. Last month, there were 9 homicides and 25 shootings, representing a near 32% drop in homicides and a 22% decline in non-fatal shootings. He says the reductions are the result of everyone working together, including the BPD, the Community Violence Intervention Ecosystem, MONSI, the Attorney General, State's Attorney, and residents. He also says aggravated assaults are down 11%, carjackings down 34%, and robberies down 29% compared to this time last year. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office has arrested a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old on gun and drug charges. Detectives carried out search warrants on 2 homes in the Jefferson Place neighborhood on Monday and seized a rifle, a handgun, numerous magazines, ammunition, cannabis products, cash, and other evidence. 18-year-old Benjamin Waltemath was arrested and taken to the adult detention center. Investigators also say he allegedly had a firearm inside Frederick High School in October. 16-year-old Julius Carter Benjamin is being charged as an adult. And Maryland has joined 21 other states in suing the U.S. Department of Education for restricting eligibility for public service loan forgiveness. The program allows government and nonprofit employees to have their federal student loans forgiven after 10 years of service. But a new federal rule could exclude loan forgiveness in states and organizations the administration doesn't like. Attorney General Anthony Brown and the coalition argue that the new rule is unlawful. He says those participating in the program do not deserve to lose the benefits they've earned because their work doesn't align with the administration's ideology. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a four-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have the heavy traffic, a few gaps in the traffic now on 895 coming south, but it's still busy from the Urban Avenue ramp, and that traffic eventually working its way south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Even the northbound side was a little bit slow on 895. 95 is still busy from Moravia Road. We're going through the tunnel with all four lanes open. Definitely busy southbound from there, and the Sky Ramp this morning is still slow. That's the very long ramp coming north on 95 and then working your way up to Camden Yards and the Convention Center. That ramp is backed up. We're not sure why. They haven't turned the camera to the north to see if there's any problems up around the ramp at Dr. King, but it's backed up more than it normally is for this time of the morning coming into the city. There's a wreck coming out of the airport. It's minor, but it's on 195 westbound near the ramp at the VW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and highs into the 60s. We'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens struck last night, perhaps filling two needs in one. Pass rusher and run stuffer, all in the person of seven-year veteran Draymond Jones, acquired from the Titans for a conditional fifth-round choice. Highlights for you from Draymond Jones.
On third and seven, May, pressure coming, and he is sacked. Brought down by Draymond Jones.
And then wait, because there's more Draymond Jones.
They got him with the stunt. Watch Ward go out, and then Jones loop around. They're going to end up getting him with the stunt here. He loops, he picks it.
And that's something sorely missing from the Ravens pass rush, that inside stunt, and he can come as anything he wants. Draymond Jones now is going to bring the heat for the Ravens. I think this was a great pickup for Baltimore. Meanwhile, sources telling ESPN the Cowboys are close to a deal with the Bengals for veteran linebacker Logan Wilson. Meanwhile, a comical moment yesterday in Owings Mills with John Harbaugh at the mic was asked about the versatility of Kyle Hamilton and if Harbaugh has had anyone at safety that could do as many things as Hamilton does.
Ed Reed was kind of a good safety. You think he was a pretty versatile player? He did a lot of things.
People
would use him
blitzing on the edge.
Yeah, what? Excuse me, Mike? Come on now. I mean, did he rush punts? He returned punts? What didn't he do?
And just a refresher here, Ed Reed scored 13 touchdowns in his NFL career, with 7 coming from interceptions, 2 fumble returns, a punt return, 3 block punts, and Reed also the possessor of the 2 longest interception returns for touchdowns in NFL history. Maryland basketball opened in Baltimore last night under Buzz Williams. It was at the CFG Bank Arena in downtown.
And a takeaway in the hands of Adams, leading to Payne on the break.
And a good job by Adams of playing with pace.
Jason Horowitz had the call on BTN. Pharrell Payne, appropriately named, 21 points on 6 of 8 from the field, and Darius Adams, 10 of 12 from the line. Maryland over Coppin State, 83-61. And in the nightcap, Tyler Tejada with a career-high 24 points as Towson over Loyola, 67-56. And how about this? Big-time college women's basketball coming to the Naval Academy tonight. It'll be defending national champ UConn taking on Louisville. This is the first-ever Armed Forces Classic to feature women's basketball, and it was supposed to host powerhouse programs at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, but the government shutdown forced a cut in expenses, and so they moved it to the Naval Academy for tonight. On this day in baseball history, 1975, Jim Palmer wins his second Cy Young Award, went 23-11 with 25 complete games. His ERA was 2.09. And the time now is 8:37. When we return, an oldie but a goodie.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know how there are some bits that just every time you hear them, no matter how many times you've heard them, they crack you up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's always going to be funny. This is a takeoff from Key and Peele, who you probably are familiar with. You know how they do the introductions, the player introductions before the football games?
Right.
You know, the defense and the offense. Right. Just a little excerpt here to brighten up your Tuesday morning.
Hingle McCringleberry, Penn State University.
Le Carpetron, Duke Marriott, Florida Atlantic University.
The Dinklage Morgan, University of South Florida.
Xmas Jackson Flaxen Waxen, California University of Pennsylvania.
Every time.
I love when they're the one in the classroom, they're calling on
the substitute teacher.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
It's like, hey, Aaron.
I got to play that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a great
so
one.
So good.
That is so funny. All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for letting me do that.
That is funny. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, Governor Moore is now announcing a governor's redistricting commission. So he's moving forward. We're trying to wipe out the seat occupied by Andy Harris with this redistricting. It's an advisory redistricting commission. So that looks like we're heading to a special session where it's going to be him versus Senate President Bill Ferguson are going to knock heads. This is going to be fun. Let's grab some popcorn and some refreshments. This is going to be fun to watch over the next couple of days. All right, let's go to Alan Woodlong. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning, sir. How you doing, man?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say... You know, earlier you were talking about in your newscast when you first came on, hours ago about the gentleman who is not going to be charged, for killing the person that tried to break into his store.
Right.
You know, jewelry store. And I just want to pass along to people, having myself had to, I had to discharge my firearm twice one time to defend myself. You never fire warning shots. Never. When you pull that trigger, it's not for warning shots.
Right.
He was very, very fortunate. He was very fortunate, Sean, you know.
Yeah, had the perp been armed, you give away your position, B, then, they could return fire before you can get another shot off.
Right.
So.
And, Sean, real quick, I just want to pass along kudos to Morgan State University. I went to the City of Holly game Saturday.
Didn't oh, you did?
The way I didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
I hear you.
But I'm going to tell you, Sean, it was one of the best City Fowling games I'd ever been to. It was back and forth. I think City had won like about 12 or 13 in a row. And I also thank the security staff there, the Baltimore City police officers, and the Morgan police officers. And I told the Baltimore City police school officers, I said, it's a shame. You know, I said, I have a concealed carry permit. I said, of course, being a law-abiding citizen, I can't bring mine in here. You know, but I said, I just want to say that, you know, what you guys do, be careful. I said, you have to lock your weapons up during the school yep. day. You know, but students can come in with guns. And then Sean the officer said, yeah, he said, they got better firearms than we do.
True.
Well, look, Sean, look, I see you got Maggie Hunter there now. I just want to welcome her. And her and Christian got you outnumbered now.
Yep. you, I'm surrounded.
Thank you. Yourself,
man. You behave yourself.
Always. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Easy, man.
Have a great day, buddy. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus. Morning, Claude.
Welcome aboard, Maggie.
Thank you.
Anyway, Sean, look, the mayor's wasting all this money. I mean, she's spending money for a portrait. What about putting the great mayor Shaver up there? What about Duke Burns? Duke Burns was a great mayor.
I think they're up there. The last one was Martin O'Malley. And then the last five mayors, for some reason, didn't get portraits. So that's the reason why. And I understand that this was a contest that they held, and that local right. Baltimore artists were all five individual artists all got to paint individual mayors. So as far as I know, they're not donors or friends. This was a contest that they held, and that. But I still question whether or not each painting is worth $20,000.
Right, but here's the thing. Johnson Square just painted murals, and it wasn't that. They were only like $10,000. I mean, it wasn't that much money.
No, it shouldn't
be.
They
put beautiful murals up.
Look, you want to honor local artists? I think that's a good idea. I really do. I applaud that. But you have to be a better steward of taxpayer dollars than to fork over $100,000 for portraits.
100%.
Yeah.
And also, Sean, you're talking about the crime, right? The crime is being downplayed. Basically, they're downgrading these things, like. Ag assaults are now being downgraded as common assaults. So that way they're not felonies. So
yeah, I mean, I would guess, Claude, you're an ex-assault police officer. You would know how could this easily be done. I mean, you can take something and downgrade the charge, and then they don't report it as a felony.
Well, it's very easy to do. You just get the supervisor to rate it as what it is.
And there apparently is an investigation ongoing by the Justice Department in several jurisdictions. I don't know if Baltimore is one of them or not, but Claude, thanks again for the call. Appreciate that. 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Here he is, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the Sky Ramp, a little better now. That's the long ramp that comes up 95 and then eventually brings you into Camden Yards and the Convention Center. Much better there now, the pace a lot better. So there may have been just a minor accident or a broken down vehicle northbound near the ramp at Dr. King, but all is well now. Little backed up southbound yet. Going to be busy for a while coming south on 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but all the lanes are moving. JFX looks better now from Rookston Road down through the city county line, but all the late backing on the Beltway is still there. Hartford Road around to Providence, the interloop through Greenspring, and the west side is still just kind of just plodding along very slow. 795, and it doesn't get better till you clear the ramp at Frederick Road and start down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today in the low 60s. And for tonight, back down into the 40s. And right now, that's where we are, Ellicott City, 47. And it is 49 in Baltimore City. And it's time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Two farm workers near Fresno, California, Carlos Perea Romero and Aniel Zarco, honored last month after saving a bunch of children from a burning bus. It happened in September. They ran through dark smoke to get the children from the back of the bus, and everyone made it out okay. Here's Aniel Zarco talking about the rescue. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put that up in there. Anyway, that's a great story. So the fact that you have two farm workers out there that ran in the back of the burning bus and were able to extract those children.
Making sure there was no kids on top of the bus. We were just making sure that the kids were far away enough so they wouldn't get hurt. The bus caught fire right away. Like, probably within like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, it all happened right away. God put you in that place for a reason. That was to help out the kids, help out the community right there.
Yeah, and that they did. Just an incredible story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Jennair, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, back to the phones we go, and we've got Kurt in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Judging by the price of the portraits, they're probably Hunter Biden original.
Yeah. What do you got, $500,000 for the one what was it, blow art, whatever it was?
They don't have the influence anymore, so he's got had to come down in price.
I wonder how much more cocaine was found when the East Wing was taken down.
Yeah.
Probably $20,000.
Kurt, thanks again. Appreciate the call. Carolyn in Linthicum, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the race in New York for mayor.
Uh-huh.
And we've heard all along that the Democratic candidate, is not in favor of Jews. He's anti-Semite.
Yes.
But we haven't heard anything about what he feels and intends to do about Christians. I mean, is St. Patrick's going to be locked up? Aren't we infidels, according to, you know, his thinking?
Yeah. Well,
is St. Elizabeth Ann Seton shrines up there? St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, who came over from Italy to help the Italian immigrants. I think if I were a red-blooded Italian in New York, I'd be racing to vote against that fella.
We don't really know that much, although we do know is a track record of anti-Semitic statements and comments and butting up not just fellow Muslims, but Islamic fundamentalists that, by the way, both Christians and Jews in fundamental Islam are people of the book and are described as apes and pigs, and either they're supposed to convert to Islam and pay a tax, or they're, they're beheaded. So, again, I'm not saying he is advocating that, but he refuses to condemn Hamas. He wants to globalize Intifada. He is opposed with portraits of the first World Trade bomber and other radical Muslims that wanted to kill Jews. So I think this is problematic. I just think this is, to me, as I said yesterday, what is happening right now, we're seeing it in New York City. We're seeing it in Minneapolis, St. Paul today, where Omar Fateh, a Somali immigrant, was seen waving Somali flags, speaking in Somali. And Mamdani just did a whole video in Arabic as well. So, again, this is the plot of the Democrat socialists that hate the Democrat Party, that hate America, but they're going to use the Democrat Party as their Trojan horse to get thousands of these people elected to be mayors of these cities. And from the ground up, they're going to try to take down capitalism and destroy America. And again, hopefully, the people of New York will wake up. But there's been so much apathy. And again, so much, I think, the coverage of Mamdani has been lacking, especially in New York, for people I know that live in New York. They wake up and go, well, where did this guy come from? Well, that's the media should be doing their job. There's some outlets, but a lot of them are just looking the other way because Cuomo is a flawed character. Again, let's face it, I think Cuomo is a really bad choice. I would never vote for Andrew Cuomo in any circumstance. I just think that this is a Democrat problem. Democrats own it. Unfortunately, we may have to see the New York City, the great Gotham, suffer a bit before we can right the ship. I hate to say that, but that's where we're headed if he wins today. It's 8:50, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, HEAGY.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Joe Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. Thursday on the show, it's election day in Virginia, New York City, and New Jersey. We'll see if the shutdown and all the Soros money pour again can make a difference.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So President Trump is announcing he's going to surge 10,000 ICE agents across the land to get a better handle on this. ICE is now once again demonstrated why it remains one of the most vital law enforcement agencies in America. Since mid-September, ICE officers have arrested 223 illegal aliens along Northwest Indiana highways as part of Operation Midway Blitz. And that's aimed at removing unlicensed illegal alien drivers from public roads and restoring safety to interstate travel. For years, sanctuary states like Illinois, California, and New York have undermined our immigration enforcement, allowing individuals with no legal right to be in this country to get commercial driver's licenses and operate heavy vehicles on public roads. And this is just in Indiana. Can you imagine if every state would do its part? We'd be well on our way to making our streets safe again. And ICE just apprehended an illegal alien previously arrested 10 times and charged with 19 crimes. This is in D.C., Jorge Armando Melendez Gonzalez, illegal from El Salvador, extensive record of violence. Fairfax County, Virginia, twice ignored ICE detainers and released him back into the community. His criminal history is staggering. It's just 19 crimes, and he was out running around the streets of Fairfax County. 8:53 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Several late problems. Inner loop here just after Park Heights Avenue. There's a wreck on the right side. There's a medic unit there. Fire department is there. State police are there. Not quite back to Reisterstown Road yet, but it's working its way back that way. So when you get to the ramp there at Reisterstown Road, try to get to the center and the left to get by. The accident scene is on the right side of the roadway. There was a late accident. It was about 10 minutes ago, JFX southbound at Cold Spring Lane. We've been slow in the expressway pretty much all morning long. So again, if you're coming south from Ruxton Road through the city county line, need to keep an eye out for that. Had a wreck that was leaving the airport westbound on I-195. It was near the ramp at the BW Parkway, mostly off the roadway. And then a late problem in Howard County would be the second accident today on Route 32, this time eastbound near the ramp and the bridge at I-95. Still slowing on the Beltway in addition to this wreck in Pikesville. The outer loop coming from Parkville to Towson and the west side still very busy from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned. Locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunny, breezy, low 60s today. Right now it's windy, 54 in Ocean City, 52 in Baltimore. Coming up next, Kim Klasick live. And that's right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim is brandishing her painting skills because, you know, you can make a fast 20 G's if you get a commission from the from Mayor Scott.
Yeah. No, I had no idea. I had no idea. It was funny. Somebody put a comment on that with those portraits. They were like, wow, it looks like a lineup, mugshots for everybody. Because there were so many people there that were corrupt. But yeah, no, that's ridiculous. You know, we're also going to talk about Mayor Scott and his announcement with the, is it Naloxone? They're going to put those in the metro stations now. You know, it's crazy to me that we can't just lock up the drug dealers. You would think that we would just stop the drug trafficking. But they're trying to figure it out in every other way. And that's why I said a lot of what goes on here, I think, in the city, it's intentional when it comes to especially the drugs.
Well, this just promotes drug use.
Yeah.
No, that's all. I mean, we've seen it, whether they're handing out, whether it's methadone or whatever it is, you know, the needles, syringes, yeah. It just promotes more drug use. We've seen it in every city, whether it's Amsterdam in the Netherlands or wherever. It just, when you make it easier for addicts to score, for addicts to use, and addicts to get treated. If they're OD'd, then that's what you get.
Yeah, so I think there's going to be even more individuals standing outside the Penn North Station overdosing. I mean, it's so crazy. We'll talk about that. Also, Governor Westmore announced this morning the redistricting commission. Boy, oh boy, he said it's bipartisan.
Yeah.
Who are the Republicans on this commission, Sean?
I can't wait till we get some names. It's going to be very interesting.
I know. Well, I saw Angela Alsop Brooks is the chairwoman on this. He announced that, but I do not see where there's going to be any Republicans that do such a thing. But I was thinking to myself, you know, Michael Steele would give Westmore what he wants, I believe, if he were on this commission. I would also say those in
Michael Steele will do anything for money. That's that's obvious.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I'm trying to wonder, like, which Republican is going to sit there on this commission and say, yeah, we're going to give Democrats all 8 seats? Michael Steele would.
Yeah.
There's a couple
right.
out there.
Yeah, there are a couple.
Yeah. So it might be bipartisan. We'll talk about that. Also, Andrew Cuomo, former governor of New York, Trump's endorsement yesterday. Does it hurt him? Does it help him? I want to know what people think about this one.
Yeah. I think Trump thinks it's going to help, but it may hurt in New York.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment in New York, and it is just it's fascinating to watch. I mean, this election, these are all blue jurisdictions, every single one of them.
Yeah.
So the Democrats should carry the day. It shouldn't even be close. But the fact that it is close is very, very telling.
Right, right. And then after the show today, Sean, I'm actually going up to New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm going to go to Jack Shirelli's election night party, and hopefully I'll get there in time to do some polling electioneering. So that'll be exciting. But I really think Jack could pull this off. If there's any candidate right now today that is in the race, I think it's Jack.
I think he's got the best shot. I really do. I think Virginia's a heavier lift.
No, yeah.
New York,
maybe
I think, is gone.
Maybe Jason Maris.
Jason might
do it. But I can't
see. I'm more concerned about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices.
Oh,
I think that's a big one.
Yeah, I know Scott Pressler's up there today. Yeah. All right,
very good.
To talk about
coming up next.
Thanks.
All right, Halloween night in Canton. This is what it sounded like. Gunshots abound. In fact, there were 3 shootings within just a couple of 90 minutes between Canton and Fells Point. And residents react to the carnage.
We're celebrating Halloween with a few friends over and heard a couple of loud bangs and then like a pause and then a couple more followed shortly.
It's bad. Mm. It's bad. And I don't see anything happening. They say they're doing something, but I don't see it happening at all.
But is it bad enough for the National Guard to come to Charm City?
I don't know. You think it's that bad?
That's against our liberty anyway.
Should we bring the National Guard to Baltimore?
I honestly think it's a very good idea to bring the National Guard in.
That sounds ludicrous, bro. That sounds crazy. Uh-huh. Nah, Baltimore is wonderful. I don't think they need, like, freaking National. Like, what are they going to guard?
Yeah, try you. Residents just can't seem to agree on this issue.
I mean, none of my friends, they won't come out at night anymore.
A lot of petty crime. A lot of petty people crime.
It hasn't seemed abnormally high to me.
It happened in the daytime.
Sam Shorty was robbed here last week.
I'm from Baltimore. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. See, that's what happens. We have become desensitized to the violence. Happens all the time. This is wonderful. All right, what's a few stray bullets, you know, until it hits your family? Then the whole thing, the whole dynamic changes. So we'll see. And when enough is enough. Stay tuned. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.